Hi, I'm Common Man.
I'm serious.
I'll prove it.
Me likey. Pee-pee no worky.
See? It's really me. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is sponsored by my friends Care Heating and Cooling. If your air conditioner breaks, that's bad news for everyone.
Especially Saki.
Call my guys at Care and make sure that never happens to you. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com.
When you need a company you can trust.
It's a giant pile of stupidity. Looks like you found Common Man and T-Bone.
Big husky kid.
I wish there was an event called speed crapping.
That's right, yeah.
You know, where you have to go, and then you have judges, I don't want to be one of the judges, that check you afterwards, kind of like you check your two-year-old to make sure that there's nothing left behind.
First of all, who's signing up to be a judge for that? The answer is people who deserve to be arrested immediately after the competition.
You hold up little signs, you know, like, oh, it's a 7.5, you left a little skid mark here, but you know what? Good form, good speed, good speed.
Produced by Panama Ted.
Too hot!
And a plethora of sounds that make no sense.
Pay me a stick of bubble gum.
For what?
Cracks and gaps.
Re-rack it.
Time to penetrate your ear hole. Ew. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Thursday. Welcome in. Bone is out. And that can only mean one of two people, because only two other people at this radio station can stand me. Jen Winters or Timmy Hall. Today, Timmy Hall.
Oh, my fellow ping pong partner.
We had some good pong today, Timmy.
Had a little lunch together, played some ping pong.
It's like a date.
It's been beautiful. Where are you going to find a Thursday like that?
I have a question for you and all the people out there. Specifically, because if I don't get this out, I'll forget about it. I'd like to speak to the tall women who are listening.
Why?
Let me tell you why. Because I was at the store today, and I saw, I assumed to be a couple. They acted like a couple.
Okay.
Where the woman was a good 5-6 inches taller than the man.
So someone living out George Costanza's dream right there
in the store.
Or Michael
J. Fox's reality.
Yes.
Because he's with...
he's 5'5".
Tracy Pollard, right?
Tracy Pollard. What's she, a good 6'1"?
I don't know if she's that tall, but she's much taller than him.
She's much taller than Michael J. Fox. Yeah.
I had a friend in high school who was about 6'1". A girlfriend. I mean, not a girlfriend, a girl who was my friend. We had a great rapport. At one point, she said to me, "Oh, what we could have together." And in my mind, I was like, "Well, we can have it now." And she's like, no.
What's stopping us?
Out of the question.
Yeah, she would not have it. You're too short.
She would not have it. And so my question is, to tall women, would you ever date a man who is significantly smaller than you? And if not, why? Because I would date a taller woman. I have no problem with that.
Absolutely. So would I.
But I feel like women have a problem dating smaller men.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's just history, right? And it's optics. Men are just usually taller than women.
Why don't we buck the trend?
I think we should. I'm all about bucking trends.
Me
I think
too.
That's what this show should be all about, bucking trends. Why keep doing things the same way? Just because you want to be with a giant? Be with a giant.
But I'm just saying, or a smaller person. If you're a woman,
and I
embrace the small dude. Small dudes are good dudes, I'll tell you.
I think it would feel
awesome.
We're
a good breed.
We are, right?
Well,
I'm not short. You are.
How it would feel, Timmy. I don't need to know about lights out at the Timmy house.
I'm not. That's not the feel that I was talking about. I was saying emotionally, I think it would feel good for the woman to have that over the man that she's with. Right? Throughout time, right? It's always been about the man, right? The man's job, the man's money. No more. Women are empowered.
First of all,
now.
It's not about.
You got great jobs.
It's not
they
about
do great
my
things.
Job and
they
money.
Always have.
Right. We're done with that. I would like to stay home and be your houseboy.
So would I.
You can go home. You can go make all the money.
Like our old friend Don Delco, right? Who Swedish newspapers referred to him as the houseman.
I still don't think he has a job.
It's a lovely term, by the way. And I want that term. I would love my wife to make $300,000 a year so I can be houseman. I'd do it in a heartbeat.
I'm 5'7", maybe 5'8", in the right pair of shoes. If you're a taller woman, would you date me? Timmy, if you were a tall woman, would you date me?
Well,
I have an interesting job. I'm fairly successful. I'm a laugh a second. No?
I'd date you. And it wouldn't have anything to do with your height.
Teddy,
honestly, it wouldn't.
If you were a very tall woman, would you have a problem dating
a smaller
man?
What's your favorite quality about him, though, aside from the height?
No, if I was a...
I'm very bosomy.
Yeah. I would have no problem dating anybody, whether they were shorter or taller.
Right, but
yeah,
if your wife was just magically 6'4", you wouldn't have a problem with that, right?
No, absolutely not.
No, not. But I feel like women have a problem with it.
They do. I think they're self-conscious about it.
Let's break down
some,
these walls.
Some of them might be.
I would hope
we're getting to a point now where in 2023 there's more taller women out there that don't have to feel body shame because they're so tall.
You turn on every single commercial on television. And by the way, it's a good thing. We have everybody represented all the time. Okay? Dark, brown, mixes, all sorts of families, and the kids and the parents look different. Fine. But we never see short guys and tall women.
Mm-hmm.
I want to turn on a Serta commercial where they're selling a mattress and the couple, tiny guy, giant woman. That's what I want to see.
And she's so tall that she could pick this guy up and place him in her pocket.
Time for bed.
Just picks him up and chucks him onto the bed, right? Throws him onto the bed so hard that the bed folds up.
Please don't get on top again. I do what I want.
Now she's got to have this grotesque voice because she's so tall, right?
Female Zach Eady? Is that what she is?
Female Zach Eady. How does Zach Eady date anybody? That's something I want to know.
Where's my Zach Eady? Somebody got rid of it, or I don't know where it is.
No.
Oh, here it is. I have it. All right. Tall women. Date short men. Buckeyes getting ready for Notre Dame's 7:30 kick on Saturday. Catch all the action right here on The Fan. Brady Quinn, Central Ohio guy, of course, went to Notre Dame. Says Ohio State fans are going to be surprised with what they see on Saturday. Quote, "It's been a long time since a Notre Dame team has had this much talent on one roster. I think they're going to surprise a lot of Ohio State people. Looking at their skill positions, they're as long and as athletic and as skillful as I've seen in my lifetime. This is a group that's recruited well. They've developed well. They've been primed now to try and have that breakthrough. And I think Sam Hartman's the guy that's now opening so many things up for them on the outside at wide receiver." I'm not saying he's wrong. He's a Notre Dame guy, so what the hell is he going to say? You know, we know where his allegiance is, and that's fine. That's where he went. But I'll tell you this, Timmy, and I think you're in the same boat as me. When you say we're going to surprise some people, you're not going to surprise me. I'm nervous as hell about this game. My initial inclination is that the Buckeyes are going to go to South Bend and lose. So that wouldn't surprise me.
I'm at a coin flip for this game, Mike. That's where I'm at right now. And look, the thing that I've been saying the last couple of days is what the Buckeyes did against Western Kentucky is they made me feel a lot better. I wasn't sure that I was going to be able to feel that much better in one more game before they had to go on the road and face this tough test here, this tough opponent. But they did. They were balanced on offense. They did everything that you could have asked from them defensively. They shut down a decent passing attack. Now, look, as much as we want to say they passed that test, that was Western Kentucky, right? I don't care what kind of passing numbers.
It was Western Kentucky, and it was also Western Kentucky playing that game like they were playing a video game.
I don't care, you know, what we say. It's Western Kentucky.
It's 4th and 6 on our own 30.
And they're going for it.
Let's go for it.
Western Kentucky with 450 yards of offense per game is still not the same as a good Notre Dame team. It is a different level of college football. I think we can all agree to that. So this is going to be a much tougher opponent. Look, we know that there's a lot of us in the Buckeye fan base that will back these guys no matter what, no matter what they see, and no matter who the opponent is, you're just automatically going to be predicting victories. I'm not quite there, haven't logged my pick yet, but yeah, As it sits here today on Thursday, I see what Brady Quinn says. I don't think he's all that wrong, but kind of like you said, it's not going to be much of a surprise. The thing I will say is that for both Notre Dame and Ohio State, they haven't seen opponents like this. That's the same for both of them. I agree with Brady that this feels like a much better Notre Dame roster, Notre Dame team. than the one that Ohio State beat in week one last year?
I don't think there's any question.
It's not a doubt. This, and again,
there's no question about that.
Sam Hartman's probably one of the most experienced quarterbacks Ohio State's ever faced.
Yes, let me ask you this. Because I keep hearing Buckeye fans saying they're not nervous at all about this game. And they're either lying to themselves
or they're stupid.
Because you can think they're going to win but still be nervous. But is this Notre Dame team better than the team last year?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Okay. Yes.
Very quick answer.
Yeah,
yes.
Very quick.
Is this Ohio State team, so far as we see it, as good as the Ohio State team last year?
Yeah, great way to put it. I don't think anybody can say that yet.
Is the venue the same? No. You have to go on the road.
It's a lot different.
And it was a competitive football game in the fourth quarter. It was an 11-point game. You beat them 21-10, right? Is that the final score?
21-10. I think you got it.
21-10. That's right. And that was with C.J. Stroud there. And look, I know we have all the stories this week, and we'll hear from Ryan Day later about how comfortable Kyle McCord is getting and how they believe in him and how offensively they're going to let it rip. All right. Let it rip.
Well, they have to. What else are they going to do?
I don't know what
Notre
that
Dame
means.
On
like,
the road.
We're going to ground and pound. No, you're not.
You're opening up the tool bag.
You opened up some holes last week against Western Kentucky, but there's still a lot of questions about this offensive line. How are they going to react to some real pressure? I mean, they haven't faced anything real yet.
And the other side of the ball, I'm looking to see what this Ohio State defensive line.
It's not just the defensive line.
Against,
it's the secondary, too.
Yeah, All-American-type tackles I'm looking at. But it starts up front for me on defense. Yeah, you are going to be looking at how Denzel Burke and how Davison Igbinosin play against these different weapons that Notre Dame has, where Sam Hartman has already proven that he will spread the football around. I think he's got touchdown passes to 9 different guys. 9 different guys. I think he has 10 touchdown passes to 9 different guys. And he's about to move into the top 10 all time in college football in passing yards. Look, this is a 6-year quarterback. You could say what you will about how he played at Wake Forest, but that doesn't mean he hasn't been in some big football games. You know, played in a double overtime loss to Clemson last year and threw for over 376 touchdowns.
Even this year, too. You know, Ohio State has, you know, they've gone to Indiana, which I think is the worst team in the Big Ten this year.
One of them.
Then you play nobody at home for the next 2 weeks. Notre Dame's played one extra game. They've been overseas.
They played NC State on the road.
They've been doing, right. They had to deal with a weather delay on the road against NC State, who, again, is not winning the ACC title by any means.
I think they're a little better than Indiana, though.
They are better than Indiana, I'll tell you that. And they have that road experience. I am nervous as hell about this game on Saturday. I haven't picked it either. I haven't said that Buckeyes are going to lose, Buckeyes are going to win. But as I'm sitting here on Thursday, I'm trending towards lose. I hope I change my mind. Marvin Harrison Jr. is a freak of nature. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. Good afternoon to you. Your first traffic update is as such, and we start out watching a broken down car on northbound 270 East Outer Belt between 670 over to Easton Way. It's on the left berm, causing slowdowns. And two separate issues along northbound 71 north side. One is after 670. That's another stalled car blocking the right lane. The other approaching 5th Avenue. That's a crash also blocking the right lane at this time. From 3 to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday, Buffalo Wild Wings Happy Hour has beer, cocktails, and bar food for only $3 to $6. It's the perfect way to offset a long day. So head to Buffalo Wild Wings for Happy Hour today. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. Dine in only, and of course, drink responsibly. I'm Lena for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ben from every dime a dog night in the Midwest.
Because he's fat.
Here's Man and Bone.
Happy Thursday. It is Would You Rather Thursday. Send in your Would You Rather tweets. at Man and Bone 971. You can also text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. We have Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg coming up at 334. Degenerate Timmy, his bone is dead. Timmy's here at 448. And it's Would You Rather all day. So we'll hit your Would You Rathers, and the big crescendo comes at 534.
Beautiful.
Marvin Harrison Jr. is a freak of nature. So he said, you know, last year pretty good. 2022 season.
Yeah, what do you have, like 1,250 yards receiving,
72
14
passes,
touchdown catches?
1,263, 14, that's right. And he said it, he said that he could only cut off of 1 foot the entire season because he had a sprained ankle.
Stop, come on.
He said, I was only able to cut off 1 foot throughout the whole year. I just didn't really have much strength or mobility in the ankle. So it was really hard, but I just managed it. I felt it each game. I knew I couldn't really plant off one leg how I wanted to. I think if you really watch the film, I switched my feet a little bit on the route, or just being mindful of it, change my depth a little bit, with still being within the offense, but work some ways around it. All right, well, if maybe he's exaggerating, I don't know. But if he did that last year on one leg, you know, I joked that he was the best player on this team last year, and even with C.J. Stroud on the team. Marvin Harrison Jr., to me, was the most important player on the field. And I think you saw what his impact on the offense, or lack thereof, was when he left that game.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, he wasn't in that Georgia game anymore, and things started to
look different.
Fade away. You didn't feel as good or as confident.
It wasn't just that. I mean, it was other things, too, that played into that.
Yeah, but Kate Stover was out of that football game.
Yeah.
There were some plays missed.
Defensively, yeah. Of course,
defense let him down.
But Marvin Harrison Jr., to me, is one of the most special Buckeyes that we've seen. And we've seen a lot of special Buckeyes.
In 10 years or so.
We are in an era right now that I don't think will ever be replicated in the wide receiver position. Yeah, I've never seen a... Buckeyes have had good wide receivers, okay? Maybe the list of starting quarterbacks hasn't been great. Maybe you go back 30 years ago and look at the list of starters and say, well, that's probably the least talented position on the field. That's changed. They've always gotten wide receivers, but the quality, depth, talent of wide receiver that they've gotten under Brian Hartline will not be replicated.
But let's stop on this fact for Marvin Harrison Jr. and why he's so good. Yeah, it's God-given talent. It's ability. He's the son of a Hall of Fame wide receiver, so he's able to see up close and personal what it takes to be that good at his craft. But when you hear the stories, and this is what I think, it has to be true, right? This has to be true for all of the all-time greats, right? There's a lot of pro bowlers that get to the next level, and they're really, really good. They're really talented at what they do. But to be an all-time great, you have got to mix the two things together. When you've got that talent, but you have the most relentless work ethic, and you're working at it harder than anybody else around you. And there's a reason we hear these stories of Marvin Harrison Jr. being one of the first guys in and one of the last guys to leave. And he's working on that Monarch, this new fancy jugs machine that can spin a football and throw it anywhere on a football field. He is catching hundreds of those footballs every single day. And then the training regimen that he puts himself on. I think the Columbus Dispatch got to follow him around, and they had this picture story back in the summer where it just went on and on and on and on and on and on, all the different workout routines that he would go through. If you're building up that strength and that conditioning to an extent that where you have a sprained ankle, you are still able to go out there at 80 or 85% and still be the best wide receiver on your team, the best in the conference, the best in the country. I think that says something about how you work out. And they have this little system where they give guys, they're pretty stingy on how they let this happen, but they've got like a red group, and you'll see almost every Buckeye player's name on the red group. And then they have a gold for like their effort, attitude, training, toughness. It's an off-season thing. Marvin Harrison is in there, and just in case you want to know, there's only four more players there. They gave Avery Henry that love, Ty Hamilton, Lathan Ransom, and Chip Traynham. So if you want to know like who the hardest working guys were in the off-season, those are the guys, and no surprise that Chip's had a good start to the year, and Lathan Ransom's one of their best defensive players.
You know what I find really interesting, though? I think the children of super successful people are really interesting to pay attention to.
I agree with that too.
Because they can go one of two ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. I get you grow up with money, you had opportunity, maybe you're not as hungry because you had it when you were growing up. Right? You weren't trying to escape something. And it would be easy just to fall back and say, well, you know, my parents are rich, I'll be rich eventually. Everybody's going to die.
I'll get a piece of
at
that.
At some point.
I'll just wait you right? out.
Or yeah. even if you're passionate about the same thing. Like Michael Jordan's sons played basketball. They weren't even close, obviously. And Marvin Harrison Jr. is playing the same position as his dad, too. It'd be very easy for him to say, my dad was a Hall of Famer. I can't compete with that. But instead, what he does is he goes out there and tries to be as good as he possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Yeah.
Now, when it's all said and done, who the hell knows what he's going to be at the next level if he's going to eclipse dad. But it takes some mental fortitude to go out there and even try.
I agree. And don't you think it's even unfair? Like, take Michael Jordan's kids, you make that example for. It's hard to expect that. I think Michael was even making fun of them at his own Hall of Fame speech. One of my favorite MJ things. Hey, kids, they're in the front row. You didn't catch old dad, did you? No, dad, you're right. You're much better than us. You're pretty damn good.
Now here's my new fiance, Scottie Pippen's wife.
Right. More kids for Scottie, Michael. Yeah. You get to be the uncle. No, so there is that. It's hard to tell. You can't put that on kids of famous athletes that are famous at a Hall of Fame type level, because who knows? Like, is it just like Michael's kids? Did they not get the talent? Were they really not as hard of workers as dad was? A little bit of both or neither? I don't know. But the thing of it is about Marvin Harrison Jr. is he is unbelievable in both. He's got the skill set. He's got the talent.
And he works really hard.
He works
at it.
Harder than anybody else out there. And he would have more reason to not work as hard because he's so talented.
Around the Big Ten with our guy Adam Rittenberg coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic sponsored by Staples Stores. We've got a lot happening already out on the roads. 270 northbound over on the East Outer Bell. Broken down car still on the left berm between 670 and Easton Way. And now three separate issues out on northbound 71 north side after 670. Broken down car still has your right lane blocked. Approaching 5th Avenue, that's a collision occupying that right lane. And then an earlier wreck along northbound 71 at 11th Avenue, finally clearing from the right berm, but still causing residual delays. $10 says your local Staples now accepts Amazon returns. Now when you return an Amazon order at Staples, you receive a coupon for $10 off your next Staples purchase of $30 or more. In-store only, exclusions apply. Staples, your new favorite place for Amazon returns. I'm Lena for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and T-Bone present Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys. For all your roofing, siding, and gutter needs, contact the Roofing Guys at theroofingguys.com.
Adam Rittenberg covers all things college football for ESPN. He joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, Adam.
Hello, how we doing?
Oh, excellent, now that you're here. So, Mel Tucker is going to be fired. He was officially notified of that. He thinks the world is out to get him. We talked about this last week. I had said that with Washington going to East Lansing, my bold prediction was Sparty was either going to rally and win that game or lose by 100. And pretty much they lost by 100. My question to you is, how attractive is that Michigan State job? Because, of course, now they're thinking about who's going to take over that program.
Right. Well, I think you still have the appeal of the Big Ten. It's a program that made the college football playoff and had a lot of success, especially under Mark D'Antonio. Now, you're stepping into a challenging situation. They certainly didn't expect to be having a new head coach, and the league is getting tougher with the Pac-12 additions, with Michigan having its stuff together and, you know, recruiting wise and on the field. And so it's become a tougher job, but I think it's really going to test, I think, especially if they come after a few of these guys, you know, the loyalty of some current Power Five coaches, because guys could be in really good situations, but you're not in the Big Ten. And the Big Ten is one of the it leagues going forward. And that's certainly something Michigan State's going to sell in the search process.
The name that I brought up yesterday, because, you know, I think it makes sense because he was there, and I think it the name means stability, which is what the job needs right now, and that's Pat Narduzzi. Do you think he would take that job?
I think he would be more interested in it now since he's won an ACC championship at Pitt and has been there a long time and has accomplished different things, sent guys to the NFL. And, you know, yeah, he does have familiarity. They have expressed interest in him in the past, and, you know, he hasn't gone back. So, you know, he's a guy that it's just hard to handicap it. Do they want somebody with ties to the school, or do they want, you know, somebody from the outside who really has, you know, potentially a completely clean slate type situation? But I do think Pat would be more interested now than he was a few years ago when Tucker got the job.
We are talking Big Ten football with Adam Rittenberg. And Adam, this is, you got to love this. It's a beautiful slate of college football action nationally and in the Big Ten. We got two cases of ranked versus ranked game. We're going to be watching Ohio State and Notre Dame. And then how about this Iowa on the road at Penn State game, hot ticket in Happy Valley. What have you studied so far about this Iowa offense? We know we had the contract stipulation over the average points, but do you think that Iowa offense, that team style is going to travel to Penn State?
Well, I think it could. I think the challenge for Iowa is on the injury front, you know, losing Luke Lachey likely for the season with an ankle injury. He's already had surgery. It's a big loss at tight end. He was one of the few, you know, consistently productive targets in the passing game for Iowa. They're also down a couple of running backs, Caleb Johnson and Jazz Patterson, for this game. So they're limited in the run game. They're going to need to figure out a way to score points either from their offense, but they also can score on defense or special teams. And then they need their defense to play really, really well against Drew Aller and Penn State, which, you know, a team that's looked pretty good so far. So, you know, Iowa's offense is better. I know everyone makes their jokes, but this is a better offense than we saw last year. That's not saying anything, but now they're very limited going into this huge game at Penn State. So interested to see how they generate yards, how they ultimately try to generate points against, you know, a justifiably favored Penn State team.
We don't tend to talk a lot of Buckeyes during this segment, but you're going to be at the game in South Bend, Buckeyes in Notre Dame. I am tremendously nervous about this game. I want to say Buckeyes are favored by 3. How do you think this one's going to shake down?
Well, I think there's a couple of areas. Ohio State is still the more talented team. You know, they haven't played like it always, and I think we're waiting for certain areas of the team to really blossom. But I think if Ohio State's playmakers emerge, you know, guys like Marvin Harrison Jr., Mecca Ibuka on offense, I'm really interested, guys, in this defensive line. I wrote about this for ESPN.com this week, where you have a number of players that I believe, if they can have breakout seasons, ultimately they become first-round draft pick types. But it hasn't really happened for JT Tuimalo outside of that Penn State game. Or Jack Sawyer, who is our number one recruit for ESPN in 2021, can they put it all together against some really talented offensive tackles for Notre Dame? I think that's an interesting matchup there. But it's a game where you're on the road, where you probably don't have the advantage at quarterback. And so can Ohio State find other ways to get the better of Notre Dame, you know, with some of those elite talents? You know, Travion Henderson's looking like he's playing at a higher level. But I think they're going to have to win the game at the line of scrimmage. And then ultimately, Kyle McCord's got to limit mistakes and make some big plays at key points.
Absolutely. Adam, I want to kick the can up the road to Michigan. Always watching those guys, and we know that game is not going to change. Ohio State, no matter what happens, they're going to have to go on the road to Ann Arbor last game of the season. But some people are starting to talk a little bit more serious about this Rutgers squad. And Michigan's offense, they haven't been awesome so far. No more than 35 points in a game against some weak opponents. But, I mean, still their level of recruiting is much better than Rutgers. And we get Greg Schiano's maybe change the attitude of that program. Do you expect that Michigan could be in for more of a test than expected this Saturday at noon?
You know, I do. I spoke with Greg Schiano yesterday, and it was the third straight year they've started 3-0, but he really feels like this is different. They already have 2 wins against Power 5 opponents, and this defense has been excellent. And what's exciting is that it hasn't really been one guy. They have a number of players who have interceptions, a number of players who have sacks and forced fumbles. So they're not so reliant on one or two playmakers. And that's what you have to do against a team that Greg believes has no weaknesses, from the size to the depth and familiarity. You know, we know about the running backs. We know about J.J. McCarthy and Roman Wilson and Cornelius Johnson and so forth. And, you know, Greg was saying the usage of the two backs on the field together with Donovan Edwards sometimes split out wide is a new wrinkle for Michigan's offense. So, you know, he knows it's going to be a very difficult challenge. But, again, I mean, this is one of the better Rutgers teams that we've seen in a while in terms of their depth on defense. Also, their running back is playing at a very high level. And Gavin Wimsett's showing some signs. He's still not the most accurate quarterback, but he's a really good athlete. Now he has some key experience under his belt. So this will, you know, be the biggest test Michigan has faced. That's not saying much so far, but I certainly think Rutgers is an improving program.
Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg here on The Fan. All right, last one, and it may be a little weird, but stick with me. So I saw that WWE SmackDown is going to be moving off of Fox. So they're going to have Friday nights open. And apparently why they didn't want to have that there is because they have so many sports properties now, and, you know, these conferences continue to get larger, that they'll probably want to throw games on Friday night. Big Ten teams, quality Big Ten teams, have always bitched and moaned about Friday night. And, you know, if there is a game, it's not usually a top tier game. Do you see in the future, just because logistically there are so many teams in these conferences now and these television networks sort of have the skin in the game, that you're going to start to see some big time games on Fox on Friday night?
Yeah, big time. I don't know how big time it'll get, but certainly, you know, we've seen conference games, and there's one this week, Wisconsin and Purdue playing on Friday night. And, you know, the Fox has the Big 12. I mean, there's definitely options going forward. You're given what the Big 12 will look like, what the Big 10 will look like with some of the new members and the different time zones coming into the conference. And, you know, from a media perspective, yeah, you want that game on Friday night. And you know what? We'll hear the complaints, and I get it, and I support some of it. Those are also windows that can be very valuable if you're a team that's going to get buried at noon or 3:30 on Saturday. And so if it's once a year, maybe twice a year, I don't think it's the end of the world. And ultimately, who's signing your checks? It's those media companies, Fox and others. So I think you are going to see more college football, Big 10, Big 12, elsewhere on Friday nights going forward.
Adam, we always appreciate it, my friend. We'll talk next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Around the Big 10 with Adam Rittenberg on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Some injury updates on Joe Burrow and Nick Chubb coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic sponsored by Safe Auto Insurance. A broken down car along northbound 270 is still between 670 and Easton Way. Off to the left berm, causing slowdowns as police and ODOT remain on the scene. Another stalled car northbound 71 after 670 has your right lane occupied. And slowdowns have begun for your drive home. Eastbound on 70 west side, bumper to bumper, mound as you make your way over to State Route 315. Safe Auto Insurance is now Direct Auto Insurance. It's a new name with savings of up to 25%, just like you're used to. So stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote today at directauto.com. Savings vary. Terms apply. National General Group, Winston-Salem. I'm Lena for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Jen.
Back when I was banging, this show slapped. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Thursday. It's Would You Rather Thursday. Timmy is here. Bone is dead. Send in your Would You Rather tweets at Man and Bone 971. You can also text the burner phone 614-787-3093. This dumb show is brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. Timmy?
Yes, ma'am?
I have one from the burner phone here if you're interested.
Let's hear it.
My guys. Would you rather let Mike Babcock go through your phone with all your coworkers watching, or have a sexy phone call with Mel Tucker that ends in a simultaneous oh?
Oh, my God.
There's really nothing in my phone that I deem to be offensive. So go ahead. Look at it.
Yeah.
Look at it.
Yeah. Take the phone. I don't want anything to do with Mel Tucker.
Take
my phone.
If you click on my Instagram, I mean, it's pretty much dancing bikini girls.
We've been through this before.
I talk about that on the air. I'm not ashamed of it.
I know it's on that guy's Instagram account. And you know what?
I'm a man.
Everybody knows what's on our Instagram account. Mine is, you know, people falling into the nets at Topgolf. It's babes swinging drivers at Topgolf. It's aces in yoga pants. That's about the gist of it. And, you know, some various sports content.
Give me one. What do you got?
Well, let's go my guy and Timmy.
Tell him about it, JoJo.
Would you rather slap the other person every time you win at ping pong, or always be able to tell your wives no with no recourse?
I don't want to slap Timmy. And I'd like to be able to tell my wife no. Will she actually listen to my no? Or can I just say no?
Yeah, the second thing...
Because I say no now, and then she just ignores me and does what she wants to do. Again, let's talk about the Disney timeshare that we, air quotes, bought.
Do you get to do what you want to do, though, in time?
But all I want to do is sit in the house and not move.
So you get to do enough of that, right? See, I feel like you get to do a lot of that.
I do. But mine is significantly cheaper.
Yours costs less. Yours costs basically nothing. I mean, you have to pay for the house. There's that. And the utilities and everything. But you're doing that anyway. You have to have a place to live. She wants to go to Disney and all these places. So I would like to go to Scotland. But the way that I read this second part of it is that I can go and the dream, at least for me as a man, would be to be able to play golf without feeling bad about it. And it still hasn't happened yet.
I would assume she'd want you out of the house.
I would too.
She seems to hate you every time you're there.
But I've got this pull on her. She just loves me so damn much.
I don't know what it is. I don't have the pull anymore.
My family wants me around. I still got that going for me as I approach 40. And I can't go to that golf course without getting like a 12th tee box text.
Are you almost done? How old is Jack now?
He will be 12 in a couple weeks.
What type of greeting do you get when you get home? Because I'm still in the stage. Here's why I ask.
Yeah, I know.
I'm still in the stage where, you know, a couple times a week. I'm not saying every night.
You get
night.
Those cute texts still?
Yes, I get that text from her every single day. She gets to take mommy's phone and send me one text a day.
I love that.
And when I come home, I get the running hug. I get the running daddy high-pitched girl squeal hug.
It's amazing.
You have a 12-year-old boy.
Not even close. It's not even close.
Door is slammed. You have to go up and see if he's even alive.
Yes. Yeah. Wherever he is in the house, I have to go to that room in the house. And, you know, I make the effort to go and do that because it's the whole...
Well, that's good of you.
It's the whole dad's home routine, and I want to greet my family, and I don't just want to silently walk in and then just go crack open a beer or whatever. I go and ask people how their days were, but he is not usually getting up and whatever. That's fine. Things change. But I will tell you this again about that hold that I have. I'm away last night and I went to the crew game straight from work here, which was great. Little 3-0 win, black and gold, little hat trick and all that. It was fun, but I didn't get home until 11 o'clock or so. So Jack, he has to get up at 6:15 now because we're in a new era. Sixth grade starts a lot earlier than elementary school. Yeah. I heard from the wife, he missed me last night.
Well, that's night, isn't it? It makes you feel good.
They were out at the playground. They were shooting some hoops. And Jack said a couple of times, you know, Mom, I miss Dad tonight. Is he coming home before bed? And she's like, no, sorry. He won't be home till 10:30 or 11. You'll have to get to bed.
Why did you miss me? When you got home, you could get in the bed with him and spoon with him.
Get up on top of the IKEA.
Sure.
You know, I got the...
You go the bunk.
Get the bunk, yeah. Took me 10 years to build, and I wanted to kill myself 10 times.
I get one text message a day from my 6.5-year-old daughter. She gets to take mom's phone and she has to type it out and spell out the words. So here's yesterday's text, because today's hasn't come in yet.
This is wonderful. You're going to share this?
Today's usually comes in at about 5:30.
Yes.
Is when she sends it. But this was yesterday's. Hi, Daddy. I love you so much. Three O's. I hope you're having a good day. What did you have for lunch today? I'm so excited to see you later. What is your favorite color? Did you play ping pong today? You are the best. See you soon. Bye.
Unreal.
There's the text. Oh, and there's little emojis there, like broccoli.
Lots of emojis.
She's used a lot of eggplant and peach. She does, and she doesn't know why.
That eggplant's a funny one,
Samantha.
I know,
but she doesn't know why.
One.
All right. Zach Taylor yesterday said he was seeing some encouraging signs from Joe Burrow this week. However, today he was sort of singing a different tune. Joe was not out there. He was still had the brace on his calf.
Does he have that nice massage tool that he was using during the game? The vibrating massage tool?
The gun thing?
This is like a gun thing, I guess. It has like...
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know
about.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's like massaging the calf muscles.
So it doesn't seem promising for Monday night, but you do have the extra day because it's Monday night. He has not been ruled out. Reports are out there that Nick Chubb may need multiple surgeries on his knee.
Oh, that makes sense when you see what happened to that knee.
I still have not watched it, and I refuse to watch it.
Sarah cannot watch it
because of the injury to her
own knee.
Yeah, she had, what did she do? What was the full extent of her injury?
She had the dislocated kneecap, the torn ACL, MCL, and patellar tendon. The whole shebang. The whole knee.
And you did
it
this
did not look
on
like
vacation.
Nick Chubb. Yeah, this was on
vacation. This was on vacation.
This was the Billy Joel Baltimore
Camden Yards.
At Camden Yards
and
trip.
You
it's her birthday.
While
too.
She was getting loaded into the ambulance.
Yes, I went off and had beers.
Went
yes.
and left her there.
I said, you're gonna go to Baltimore General.
I'll catch you
here.
There.
That's a hellhole.
Yeah.
Good luck to you.
I'll see you down the road.
Right. They filmed The Wire somewhere around here. So good luck.
With all that, it's hard work trying to decide what to do with an extra $1 billion. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic sponsored by Tipico Sportsbook. We've got a wreck that's just now being reported. State Route 310 southbound to be 470. Do be aware of that. And one that also just kicked in. State Route 315 northbound at Powell. Police are out there already working on the scene. Traffic getting by on the southbound lane. Again, police are on the scene. You've got at least of a 15-minute backup, so just be aware of that at this time. Kick off football season with Tipico Sportsbook. Download and enter promo code Ohio150 to claim your exclusive welcome offer. $150 in bet credits and a $30 football bonus. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Lena for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Best known for their contributions to the fast food breakfast world, this is Man and Bone.
Ryan Baker was not going to be stopped. Doesn't matter if the music stops, he's going to keep reading that sponsor. That is a radio professional.
That's our guy.
Timmy Hall is in for Bone today. It is Would You Rather Thursday. Send in your Would You Rather tweets at manandbone971. Also text the burner phone 614-787-3093. That is where this comes from. Also, subtopic today is why won't tall women date short men? I don't understand why. You know, we got all this representation on television with commercials. You know, everybody's different skin tone. Kids look different. That's great. But you never see short men and tall women. And I want to know why. Because as a short guy, I would love to date a tall woman.
Well,
they've never been interested in me.
Along with some of the Would You Rather tweets. My bad, too. You got a text on the burner phone. I didn't read Jeffrey's name when I read the one about would you rather slap the other person every time you win at ping pong or always be able to tell your wives no with no recourse. People, that was Jeffrey.
People want attention.
Yeah, I'm sorry for doing that. This is Caslyn Meadows. Caslyn Meadows. She tweets
That's
in.
A hell of a name.
Yeah, she says, I'm 5'11", and I could be 6'2 to 6'4 in my heels. I've dated smaller men before. Doesn't really bother me.
Good.
That's what she says.
Good for you, Caslyn Meadows.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Here's one from the burner. Tall women seek out tall or taller men because most, not all, are unusually insecure about their height. And being with someone short
exacerbates that.
Exaggerates. I can't say the
Either
damn
one.
Word.
Exacerbates. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Exacerbates
that's a notion.
Sounds very dirty.
There's actually a Disney Plus movie that we all watched together a few months ago. It's simply called Tall Girl. The whole movie, the script, is about this issue. She feels very insecure. She's like 6'2", trying to make her way through high school. And the guy that's crushing on her heavily is like 5'8". There you go.
The rest of this text says, also, they think tall guys have bigger peepees, even though that's a myth. Is it? Is it a myth? I always assumed taller guys had bigger peepees.
I mean, I haven't looked at all of them, so I don't quite know. That could be sort of a roller coaster
goals,
of a ride.
Timmy, goals.
It could go up and down.
Well, you know what? That's interesting about the insecurity about their own height, because we had someone who worked here, one of our dear friends, Emily, who has passed on.
Yes. Yep.
She was a tall girl. She was 6 feet tall, and she never wore heels. She always crouched down and would try and make herself smaller, and she was always very self-conscious about her height. We have a nice young lady working here now, Paige/Lulu.
Mm-hmm.
She also is very tall.
Yes.
I mean, her father played in the NBA. So yeah,
her father's like 6'8" or
but
something like that.
Paige wears big, giant platform shoes.
Yeah, she'll wear
to
like
make
the
herself
clog
even
shoes.
Taller. She doesn't care.
She could be 6'3" on a given day.
Right. The way that she carries herself, even though she's probably the same height as Emily, maybe even a little bit shorter, the way that she carries herself is completely different. Mm-hmm.
You know who else is tall? My sister is tall. We would all.
You know who else
always,
is tall? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, tall.
Yeah. Well, my sister is a woman, and that's what we're talking about. So that
Sue Bird
more fits
tall,
the bill.
Tall.
Is Sue Bird tall?
I assume Sue Bird is tall.
Sue Bird might be a point guard in 5'8".
No, I bet you Sue Bird is tall.
J.C. Sheldon, not tall. Dorka Juhas, tall.
Dorka Juhas?
She played at Ohio State, and she transferred out to UConn. She was fantastic.
Sue Bird. What do you think the height is?
I'm
going to
say
Sue
Bird's like a 5'9".
She is 5'9". So she's not
there
that tall.
She's not tall.
She's taller than me.
Yeah. My sister's almost 6 feet tall, but I don't think she ever mentioned it. She never felt bad about being tall. She always just carried it well.
What about Diana Taurasi? What do you think she is?
Diana Taurasi, she's going to be 5'10".
6 feet.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
6 feet.
How tall do you think Brittany Griner is?
Tall.
6'6"?
Is she that tall? Well, she can dunk, though, can't she?
She has dunked in a game. Yep.
Much taller than Putin.
Oh, yes. Put those two in a room together, it's not going to go well for Vlad.
Brittany Griner.
I'm saying 6'6".
6'9".
Whoa!
6'9". Yes, she is
now,
a tall woman.
That is tall.
That is tall. That's right. Not interested in us, though. Let her live.
No.
What did I tease for you?
Something about $1 billion.
You know, it's so hard. When you got an extra $1 billion laying around,
what
I
do
saw
you do
this
with
today.
It?
During a recent interview with the New York Times, Rangers and Knicks owner James Dolan admitted that he didn't like owning sports teams. Dolan was recounting his mindset in 2015 when trying to decide where to use the more than $1 billion at his disposal from the companies he owned. He just found himself with, extra bill and some change.
Wouldn't he rather be at the clubs playing his music now
well,
he does
mean,
in his spare
does,
time?
He does that too. He said he briefly considered buying a baseball or soccer team, but explained why he didn't, quote, I don't really like owning teams.
Well, that would be a really good reason not to buy one.
The billionaire called the economics of Major League Sports kind of sleepy, but added both New York franchises are near and dear to my heart. Trust me, I'm sure the Rangers fans and Knicks fans would both like it if you sold the franchise.
He said, being a professional sports owner in New York, you're not beloved until you're dead. I don't even know if James...
Are there a lot of professional sports owners that are beloved if you don't win things?
No, yeah. You have to win or else you are not going to be beloved. You're not going to be beloved when you die, James. Like, that's... That's the difference there.
What do you think? He thinks they're going to name middle schools after him?
Do you think
the James Dolan Middle School Prep Academy?
Do you think when Dan Snyder dies, they're going to put some statues up there for all the good that he did?
Yes.
For the Washington Redskins football team Commanders?
Absolutely.
No.
I was reading a story today saying a new study has revealed that 95% of NFTs are completely worthless.
That's good, because I don't know how they work.
Who saw? Well, they don't.
Right.
Who saw this coming? Some stupid, unique to you, pixelated drawing of an ape that people were going crazy for, spending thousands of dollars. Turns out, worthless. What a shocker.
I have no idea how that ever began.
I'm going to take a picture of you on my phone right now.
I haven't
this
been
is
able.
Your NFT.
I haven't been able to dabble with any of these.
It's one of one.
Good. This is going to be unique. This is me talking about NFTs, speaking into a microphone,
right.
And now maybe we can sell this for $15. That's it.
No one's going to buy that.
It could be
bucks.
Yours for a small fee of $15. No, that's not surprising to me. I've never really understood how that marketplace worked. That's why I didn't invest any real money in crypto or in these NFTs. Some people have clearly made some bucks with it, and if they were,
yeah, like five
good
people.
For them, and then they were able to get out.
Crew beat the Fire last night. Cucho with another hat trick. Where's my Cucho sound?
Get a Cucho thingy?
I got a Cucho.
Cucho Hernandez update.
It was 3-0 at the half, and it stayed 3-0. Timmy was there last night.
I was.
You had a good old time.
It was a good time. I mean, it was the second fastest hat trick in MLS history. In the 21st minute of action, Cucho had a nice little header. He knifed in there to the box off of a beautiful corner kick that was placed right where it had to. He clicked it right into the back of the net. Wonderful performance, and he had another great opportunity later on in the game that I don't know how he missed it.
What
really
a piece
don't.
Of crap.
Could have had his fourth goal, and he got to exit early, so he got to have a nice little moment, a nice round of applause from the fans that were in attendance at the LDC last night. Beautiful game, beautiful weather, 3-0, 21 minutes in, and they held that score. And what I loved was how the Crew kept an aggressive style. They didn't back off the whole game. Chicago was a mess. They were committing penalties left and right.
Look at you.
And they had a red card. Teddy. They had a guy red card out of the game.
Teddy, listen to this guy.
Listen to me. Riffing on soccer.
It sounds like he knows what the hell he's talking about.
We just replaced Tebow.
Riffing.
That's great. That's really the only missing piece. Now we never need him to come back.
I got the soccer under control here.
Now the Crew have clinched a playoff spot with the victory. Where they're going to be seated is still up for grabs.
They're at the top half of the table.
Well, they're like 4 or 5 seed right now. You want that 4 seed, though, because with the 4 seed, you get the first round bye.
Absolutely.
So you want that.
What are they in currently today? You look this up. They're in
fifth,
fifth,
right?
That's too bad because that game against Orlando.
Well, they should have had 3 points in that game. They come away with nothing.
They come away with nothing. And at the start of yesterday, they were only 3 points behind Orlando. So that, you know, things like that can come back to haunt you. But at least they're in a good place to make they're going to make the postseason. We know that for sure. It's just what's their seed going to be?
Jackets had their official first camp practice today. How do I know this? Because I know it, and because Rimmer called me from practice. He's giving me a play-by-play of how guys looked on the ice.
Good. Who looks good?
Well,
first Fantilli
of all,
look great. I hope so.
It's Rimmer, so everyone looks good.
Yes. Yeah.
Even Bemstrom?
He looks good? No. He doesn't like Bemstrom.
Poor Bemmy.
He was yelling things at him. Get off the ice, clown! He said, oh, Texier looks like he grew into his man's body. I know what he meant. He's put on some size.
That's what he meant. Put some poundage on that frame of his.
Yes. He said that, you know, Line A was out there. He looked good. He was ranting and raving about Fantilli. As you would.
I would hope so.
This kid's going to be a star. And I said, yeah, I heard he had a good time up in Traverse City. That doesn't matter. All right. I know It doesn't matter.
Well, but it matters a little bit. He doesn't want, you don't want to see him stink up there.
It would not be good if he went up there and sucked.
right. I'm not going to shame a guy for looking bad, for looking good in the preseason.
He was so quick to dismiss it, though. It doesn't matter up there. It's like, I know it doesn't, Rims, but the alternative is he sucks up there, and then it does matter.
Right. Let's have him be great against the other youngsters and guys who will probably be starting off in the AHL.
We got football tonight. We'll talk about it next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. A lot happening out on State Route 310 southbound before 70. Wreckers on the scene. Right lane is occupied. Crash along northbound State Route 315 at Powell has EMS crews on the scene with only the one lane for you to get by through. And then you've got 71 northbound approaching 5th Avenue. You've got a crash on the right lane at this time, so just be careful moving through there. Join Buffalo Wild Wings for buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday, and buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday. Shake up your week with flavor. Buffalo Wild Wings, Let's Go Sports Bar, valid at participating locations, and of course, while supplies last. I'm Lena for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Yes, we tried unplugging and then plugging them back in. It didn't help. This is Man and Bone.
Hey, make sure to subscribe to our podcast. Our podcast is almost always there in its entirety. Go to wherever you get your podcast. Just search Common Man and T-Bone. Click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Timmy is in for Bone today. It is Would You Rather Thursday. Send in your Would You Rather tweets at Man and Bone 971. Also text the burner phone 614-787-3093. We have football tonight of the Thursday night NFL variety. Giants at the 49ers. Saquon Barkley is out. Half of the Giants' offensive line is out. This is projecting to be a blowout, and I think it will be.
Yes.
We'll have it for you. 8 o'clock here on The Fan.
Before we get back to some more Would You Rather tweets,
yes,
I would like to give a shout out to Nate Wazinski, who tweets into the program. And he gave us a nice little picture. I will describe this to you the best I can. You guys get into your breakfast sandwich mode and
all right,
picture the most perfect breakfast sandwich you can picture. He said, I would like to thank you guys for fighting for all of us fat asses. My creation this morning, add a hash brown to the bagel sandwich. Also, by ordering on the app, added double onions, double sauce, and double butter.
This, now he's doing the steak. Right?
This is the, I can't tell if that's the steak or the sausage.
If he's doing onions,
probably maybe, the steak.
Yeah,
probably
maybe
the steak.
I guess you could add onions to the sausage.
I'm sure you could if that's what you prefer. But let's say that's the steak. And yeah, he took the hash brown.
Good for him.
Smashed it in between the egg and the cheese. I can see the butter there seeping out of the bagel. That is great specifically for the bagel to give it that smooth layer of butter on each end of it. Oh, that is a perfect way to go. My goodness, I could eat breakfast sandwiches every single day of my life. I could have them for dinner for the rest of my life.
This is not a Would You Rather, but it's from the burner, and I feel like we owe Danny an answer. He says, I'm currently building my house as a self-contractor. Must be nice. And me and my wife are having a disagreement. Would you rather have a large shower with multiple rainfall shower heads?
I love it.
Or a smaller shower with a soaking tub separately? Listen to me. People who want tubs. Look, I understand you have to have a tub somewhere in the house.
It's
if you have
the big
little,
shower.
Little kids and stuff like that. They need to take baths. But If you're an adult and you want to take a bath, you're a lunatic. You're a crazy person.
Get a hot tub.
You go with the big shower. You can't. I don't care how relaxing you think a shower is. It's disgusting. As Kramer said, you're sitting there in a tepid pool of your own filth. He said it better than I did.
But yet he has a phase in the show where he likes to take baths.
Well, you know what, though? It's, the writing is very inconsistent.
Right. We don't care about that. But no, I mean,
get a big shower.
I have always dreamed of being able to have the land and then the ability to build a bigger house on it just to have,
I have a huge
that
shower.
Kind of master bathroom with a shower.
I have
with
no
multiple
bathtub.
Shower heads.
I have no bathtub in my master bath.
You have one of these?
I have a huge shower.
Multiple shower heads?
I got one shower head and then my wand that I use.
So two then, well, technically.
Two, yeah. But I'm just saying, we have a party in my shower.
Is the shower head mounted from the ceiling above
it
and not the wall?
It is not.
See, that's the...
That's your dream, is to have the mounted rain shower thing.
That's your big boy.
I don't know why that's... But you get no water flow. That's just like someone urinating on you up there.
No, it's not.
It's just trickling.
Have you ever tried
it? It's trickling down.
Have you ever tried it?
I've had one of those rain head things before. I've been in a...
I've had one of those rain heads?
I've been in a shower with one
of those
before.
One of those cone head things? I mean, that's my dream. I mean, you could basically have one or two of them that are mounted from the ceiling, and then you can have one on one side of the wall and then one on the other side of the wall.
Now,
so you could get four shower heads in there.
When we built the shower, I initially thought, I didn't say it out loud, but I initially thought, I'm going to make this shower so big, she's just naturally going to want to get in the shower with me. And then
not.
We've been in the house for 10 years.
Yeah.
How many times have we taken a shower together?
Once.
Zero.
None.
It will never happen at this point.
I don't know. I can't speak for everybody, but that's been like a phase thing in a marriage, in a relationship.
We never got to
and
that
you,
phase.
You just work your way out of it
day. We've been married for 60 years. We never got in the phase.
But it's like, really? Never? When you were younger, when it was new and exciting?
No.
You never had the shower phase?
No shower phase.
Seriously?
None of that.
You missed out on the shower phase.
I missed out.
That's too bad.
I mean, I was ready.
Shower phase is fun.
She's not interested.
That's too bad.
Shower phase.
Yeah, there was a phase, and then I guess once the college years are done, then it's over. Once you get married, those days are done.
Let me be open and honest with you, if I can, because up until this point, I've been very reserved.
Yeah, you've never done that on this show,
right? We've sort of transitioned into the phase where I don't think I'm a... Like, I'm going in for this vasectomy. I don't know why. Because we're not going to touch each other ever again.
Yeah, by the way, I thought we were going to do this together.
Well, can I tell you something, buddy? I kept waiting on you.
Well, I'm a little nervous, and I thought you were nervous, too. I thought you were going to help.
I was, but I got the...
Work it out of me.
Christian said I have to go do this now.
I've got to do it, too. I'm on the clock.
She said, I'm not doing the birth control thing anymore, so if you don't want any kids...
So
you have to go.
So did Sarah. Yeah.
So that's why I'm going.
And you're doing it like next month?
Yes, in October.
Godspeed, man. Godspeed.
Anyway,
but back to what you're saying.
What was I saying?
You were being open and honest with
she's
us.
She's always been very weird about cleanliness. And I am too. But like, she has to take a shower at night. And then once she takes a shower, she cannot step foot outside. Like if there's a UPS package on the porch, she will not even open the door to get the package because then the outside contaminated air will ruin her shower.
Wow.
Lunatic.
Wow.
Right?
I thought you were more OCD than
listen,
anyone
else. Listen, no, it's almost like she's weird too, and that's why she married me. She always pretends like I'm the crazy person.
Right.
She's crazy. On a Friday night or a Saturday night in the summertime, we'll finish up dinner, 6:30, 7 o'clock. And I say, hey, let's all get in the car and go get an ice cream cone.
Can't.
Right? I mean, that's a traditional family thing.
We did that last night.
The kids like, yay! She's like, what are you, crazy? I already took a shower.
We just did that last night.
Said,
it was like 9 o'clock.
Honey, I'll get out and get it. You just sit in the car. Yeah, I can't sit in the car after I've taken a shower. What are you, nuts? And so I've always accepted the crazy part of that.
Right.
But now it's, hey, honey, kids in bed now. Would you like to pretend that we still enjoy each other?
Would you like to just put on a show here? Like we're married?
Crazy? I already took a shower. So hold on a second. Before it was, I can't have air touch me. Then it's, I can't get in the car. Now I'm not allowed to touch you?
No.
If you've taken a shower? No. I'm clean. What? When is the time?
When are you not clean?
Do I have to fill out a request form? Like, this is a new level of dementia now, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I said to her, I said, is it me?
No, I love you.
All right. Well, then can I do something? I'm clean.
I'm glad that we can be your therapy session, too. But
does that make any sense?
Of course it doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense. And people think I'm the crazy in this relationship.
You gotta work this issue out somehow. I'm not entirely sure.
I said, can you start taking your showers later? No! So she's showered by the time I get home.
So you need to take, basically we know what's happening if you take a PTO day. Because this is something that's got to happen
but then she said,
you can't do it when Samantha gets home.
If you shower.
After school.
Then maybe I could do it if you shower.
But I'm a morning shower guy. I don't like night shower. So I got to get home, I have to shower, and then maybe she touches me.
Wait, do you have these standards too, where you've got to like be fresh off of a shower?
No. I like to get in the bed, or like out of the bed in the morning and have a shower.
Wake up, have the shower.
I feel refreshed after the shower, but it's not a hard and fast rule.
Yeah.
Nothing hard and fast in my house, Teddy.
I'm all over the place with my shower schedule. Sometimes I just need a shower after a long day of work.
Sometimes I'll double shower.
Yeah, and I need to come
home
and I need to relax and have a nice hot shower.
Sometimes I'll do three showers just because I want to.
That's a lot of water.
How are you going to dry out your skin?
That's what they make moisturizer for. Shut up. Ryan Day with his radio show today. We'll hear from the coach. He's also a shower fiend. Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
No Desmond Howard death wishes since 2012. This is Man and Bone.
Bone is out. Timmy is in. I'm still here. Because I'm stupid. Around the Big Ten with Adam. We did that already. What am I teasing? Something we did an hour ago.
Yeah, that's in the past.
Degenerate Timmy is coming up at 4:48. Would you rather all day? Send in your would you rather tweets at Man and Bone 971. You can also text the burner phone 614-787-3093, which is where this one comes from. Jeff Rimmer's middle half says, my guys.
Go to hell!
Would you rather walk slowly naked through your class reunion?
Mm-hmm.
Or through the fan and 10 TV. I have to see these people every day. I mean, the high school people, you just see, you walk in, then you're done with them probably for another 10, 15 years.
I take that. I take the high school or college reunion,
right,
whatever.
I mean, if I walk through here and I'm just naked, well, that's just fodder for all time.
You'd be fired. Yeah.
Would I? I sometimes wonder what I would have to do.
I know.
I mean, I've been here 20 years. Teddy, do you think if I just took my clothes off right now and walked around the office, would I get fired? Or would they say, clearly, this man has had some sort of mental breakdown. We have to get him help.
And you're not in, it's not a naked bodysuit kind of deal?
No, I'm completely naked. I'm totally naked.
We'd come up with an excuse to help him instead of fire him.
Right, now I think if I did it twice,
what are we doing, the Urban Meyer thing? We can't cut him loose. We got to keep him in the family.
He needs us.
He needs us.
Yeah, well, we get you some professional help
first. But you don't think I get fired instantly?
Not the first time.
Come on,
second time naked.
We're talking about walking naked down the hall here at work. Yeah,
if he walked naked like during a live newscast, maybe that would...
I don't think I can get away with that one.
Would you please do that when your time here is done
and
you're ready to
buddy.
You're ready to book the tickets to Scotland? I want to be in here co-hosting a program so I can have the 6 o'clock news up there when you just stroll right in front of the teleprompters. You look like the Yeti getting caught there mid-stride.
If we were to put money on someone here losing their minds and going on TV, who would it be?
Are you talking about someone here from radio?
No, it can be radio or
just
TV.
Losing their minds
on
TV.
Losing their mind. I think it's Dave Holmes. 10 TV's Dave Holmes. He is one bad day away from going on the sportscast and telling everybody what he thinks.
Yeah. I mean, Dave's got, you know, Dom, who's on one end of the spectrum for his career. Adam King, who's on another end of the spectrum for his career. Then you got Dave, who probably asked himself all the questions. Oh, man, I was the dream job winner. Spent a year at ESPN.
No, I forgot all now about
I'm
that
here.
About
Dave. Now I'm here going
we
through all
to,
this crap.
We have to get Can't Dave get on this day? Show to tell his Carrie Underwood story. You think he'd tell it on the air?
Do I know the Carrie Underwood story?
You don't know the Carrie Underwood story?
Does it have to do with something about his time at ESPN?
Yes. And how he once turned down a date with Carrie Underwood.
No, no.
Teddy.
No.
I've never heard the story either.
Dave Holmes is even a self-proclaimed six. We joke about this and we talk about how, you know, maybe he could be further along. He's actually been told by potential hirers in the past before he arrived here at 10TV about his look and how, like, they were looking for a guy, a man with a beard,
see
maybe.
If Dave is busy if he wants to pop in here. Ask him if he's comfortable telling the Carrie Underwood story. Because if he's not, then I don't want to put him on the spot.
Yeah.
Go out there.
Ted's going. He's going. He's going to be a little pop out there.
He's like miming things to me.
The thing about the naked walk, too, this might be the time of day where you could do it. That's kind of an exciting thing, too. Doing it and not even being seen. It's like the thrill factor
of
it.
Can I tell you something?
Getting caught or not.
Tomorrow. Why did you say caught like that?
Caught.
Tomorrow
I don't
is
know.
Football Friday, booze cart Friday. Half the office doesn't come in. Half the office
no
that
one's here now.
Usually does come in is going to South Bend for this game, so they're not going to be around.
Right.
It's party time. I could walk around naked tomorrow. Nobody says a damn word.
Dave wouldn't care. We know he's good.
No, Dave wouldn't care.
Dave wouldn't even say anything. Do you have a new nickname for the fish yet? I heard you were maybe going to work a...
Nothing has struck me yet.
Okay. But you're not going to stay with fish because with the rules, you got to make the nicknames?
I'm usually not a fan of people coming in with established nicknames. I think they need a new nickname.
Even if they've had a nickname their entire lives, their entire career.
Yeah. Teddy?
Yeah, that's right.
I chatted with him, and first of all, he didn't know how you knew about this. So he's like, how does he know about this
story? I know about it.
We know things.
And he said that he's like, I don't know if I really want to do that or not. And he's going to have to think about it. You might be able to convince him, but right now he's like a no, but maybe.
I will lean on him.
Yeah, yes.
But it's his story to tell. It's not my story. All right, but there is a story to tell. He acknowledged that, right, Teddy?
He knew what I was talking about when I mentioned Carrie Underwood's story.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Sounds like Field of Dreams.
I'm just saying, like, this day
what a story it'll be.
10TV want to pop a number? Because all these, like, you know, standing up in a suit and reading scores, that's going to get you nothing. Dave Holmes standing up talking about Carrie Underwood, that's a number.
He had these segments that he would do, and I think there's one that's posted on his Twitter timeline called Holmes Sweet Holmes. And it would be just him on camera, just not necessarily doing a bit, but he was just doing a monologue. And it didn't have really anything to do with sports. It was just
monologue
something on
about
his
what?
Mind.
Just life?
Yes. It's about things.
Like Springer's final thought?
Yes, exactly. Like a Springer's final thought. It's the best part of the show, right? People love that part of the show.
What did I tease? Oh, Ryan Day. Had his call-in show today. Call-in show? No.
Radio show. The Ryan Day radio show.
Here's him talking about big game atmosphere.
You know, we've been in big games before. We know what these environments are going to be like. This is going to be one of those electric environments. We felt it last year, the first game of the year at home. It'll be similar there. Night game, you know, all the above, top 10 matchup.
All right, he said he's going to let it rip on Saturday night.
That's really what we're going to do. You know, we're going to let it rip. I think that they felt that this week in practice, and that's the way we're going to play Saturday night.
Let it rip.
Resolve is strong. hard. We're going to let it rip.
Kyle McCord and his confidence as a leader.
You know, I think the team really, you know, believes in him now. And now that he's, you know, the starter and he's kind of taken the front seat on this thing, I think the guys feel that. And you can see the confidence building, you know. And this to go get a win like this would do a lot for that. And so I know this is a big one for him.
All right, this one says, thoughts on the Irish, not the team, the heritage. He's just going to talk about Irish people in general.
Yep. You know, I think first off on defense, they do a great job. You know, we got to do a great job with our execution. You know, they don't give you a lot of freebies. You know, not a lot of missed assignments. They play. They're veteran. You know, they've played a lot of football. You know, a lot of seniors on the team. A lot of experience. This side of the ball, you know, it starts with Hartman. You know, it's a whole different deal now that. You know, he's there, and he, again, another older veteran guy. I think overall that team is older. I think Estime's running really good. They're running back. Their offensive line's good. So it's a great challenge for us. You know, exactly what you'd expect in a top 10 matchup.
I thought the whip wasn't going to be there. Someone's sleeping on the job.
Very disappointing.
It's usually there during the press conference.
No, didn't we decide that it's there every time he speaks now?
Sometimes it's there.
Okay. I'm glad at least one of them made the show today. That's all I'm saying. Degenerate Timmy. Now, normally T-Bone comes on, gives you some hot gambling tips. They all suck, and you have to go Oppo Taco. But Timmy, he's going to give you some real tips.
Winners.
Tips? A little tri-tip. Right, Timmy?
That's right, man.
Put that on the green egg and smoke it.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. It's been a busy afternoon. 270 Collector Lanes northbound over on the East Outer Belt after Morse. Crash out there on both berms, and it is causing some serious slowdowns. US 42 northbound before approaching US 33. ODOT heading out to an accident in that area. And then you've also got eastbound State Route 37, Fairfield Licking between James and Hayes. Crews on the scene of that collision as well. Join Buffalo Wild Wings for buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday, and buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday. Shake up your week with flavor. Buffalo Wild Wings. Let's go sports bar. Valid at participating locations and while supplies last. I'm Lena for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The only thing harder than Common Man's arteries is T-Bone thinking about a red-bellied woodpecker. This is Man and Bone.
Bone is out. Timmy Hall is with me. Dry your eyes. Degenerate Timmy is coming up in mere moments. Would you rather all day long, but we crescendo at 534. Send in your would you rather tweets at manandbone971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. That is where this comes from. My guys.
Look, man, I ain't falling for no banana in my tailpipe.
Would you rather have to watch the traffic people perform the Broadway musical Hamilton, or listen to them read the traffic report for every city for an entire 8-hour day? No, Hamilton. That's got, I mean, you could have a Mad Dog Russo gummy and just trip out to that.
That's a long production, Hamilton.
8-hour day?
Yeah.
Just hearing them read the traffic for other cities?
You're right. Hamilton's only 3 hours. There could be some entertainment value to that, watching them try to get through something.
There's some entertainment value to just regular old traffic report.
Yeah, there is.
At this point. All right, Degenerate Timmy.
Degenerate Timmy!
Picks for the weekend.
Degenerate Timmy is brought to you by Ohio Health. Timmy.
All right, thank you, man. And I just want to start off by saying our little chat with Adam Rittenberg today.
Yeah.
Some of my thoughts about the games this weekend were backed up by our experts.
So you're being influenced?
No, I'm not.
By Adam Rittenberg.
This was already done. Okay. I'm just saying I feel reinforced, not influenced. Reinforced would be the word. Beautiful slate of college football action. I'll give you my credentials so far. I've got a nice little 16-10 against the spread on my college football picks so far. So I feel good about that number, and we're looking for another big week. And it's going to start here in Ann Arbor, where the name to watch, I'm going to go with Rutgers quarterback Gavin Wimsett. He's going to be the guy this year. He's off to a decent start, though he hasn't been asked to do a whole lot. 407 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, and he provides him an element running the football. He was a 4-star recruit, maybe a different kind of recruit for Rutgers football going forward. But the question isn't, can Rutgers win this game? Rutgers is getting 24 points in this contest. Think of it this way. They've won their first 3 games, 24-7, 36-7, and 35-16. Beaten okay programs, Northwestern, Temple, and Virginia Tech. Michigan hasn't even topped 35 points in any of its 3 wins, and they have not played anybody that good. So I say take the points in this one, my friends. Roll with Rutgers here. And let's go to this one. On one hand, we're saying how great of a head coach Deion Sanders has been so far, as he's only been in this not even 3 years, Jackson State in his first year at Colorado. On the other hand, the odds makers think they know something about how Deion and the Buffs, without Travis Hunter, are just going to get rolled when they go in there for this test at Oregon.
I think they are going to get rolled.
You think they're getting rolled?
Do you disagree? You think they cover?
I do disagree. So I guess we're on the line for this one. Drive a wedge between us.
What's the spread? 20?
21.
21.
I just find it hard to believe. And I did roll with Deion and the Buffaloes to cover the spread against Colorado State. Clearly that didn't happen. But I'm willing to roll the dice here again. I can't see, with the passion and intensity that Deion has instilled in those players there, he's got them believing. And while, again, we're not looking for a victory right here, we're just looking for them to not get their asses kicked. And I think Colorado can hang in this football game and at least, you know, say they stay within 2 touchdowns. I also want to roll with the Penn State Nittany Lions. Something is telling me, we talked with Adam Rittenberg about this as well, that Iowa Hawkeyes act is not going to travel well enough to cover a 15-point spread that they're facing. He mentioned Luke Lachey, of course, the son of our friend Jim Lachey, who does great work for the Ohio State Sports Network on Learfield. That's a tough loss. He's out for the season. And again, I don't know if I'm trusting Cade McNamara to go on the road. He hasn't looked pretty so far. And Penn State's got a nice, shiny new quarterback, and they've just got a lot of talent on both sides of the football. 3-0 Penn State. They're coming off of a 17-point win and a cover as well at Illinois. And Penn State, more importantly, is 3-0 against the spread. So we're going to ride that to 4-0 this Saturday. And you mentioned the 49ers hosting the Giants on the Fan tonight at 8. Boy, man, aren't you with me with that? I mean, we're just asking for 10.5 from San Francisco. I heard some of your takes on Brock Purdy.
10.5 is a big NFL spread.
It's a big NFL spread, but the Giants did get beat 40-0 by Dallas, and they have no Saquon Barkley tonight.
They have no Saquon Barkley. They have no right side of their offensive line. And while they did win that game against Arizona last week, it took a miraculous second-half performance to do it. I just don't think they're any good. I think the 49ers roll.
I think.
Give me the 10.5.
Yeah, I'm saying that too. And Nick Bosa, he's been saying this week it's time to go. He hasn't had a sack in his first 2 games. This is the reigning defensive player of the year. He feels good. I would see a big game for Nick Bosa, maybe a couple of sacks.
I said earlier today that I wanted to get to the bottom of why tall women do not date short men and why this stigma still exists. I mean, I'm talking as a short man. I have no problem. I would have no problem dating a taller woman. My wife is the tallest woman I ever dated, though, and I married her.
I second that. I'm 6 feet tall. I would happily date a woman that's 6'4".
Here's a text from Zach. My wife is 5'11". I'm standing at 5'3".
Wow.
All right? She gave me the line, I'm tall, so I can't be too picky. That's a fun. She has a sense of humor.
It's funny.
She's tall? Zach? Good on you, my friend.
I love that, though. It comes back to the fact that she's tall, therefore some kind of freak, right? That she had to go with a super short guy.
Let him live.
Right? She could be dating an NBA star.
We're getting a lot of messages from tall women, short men. I'm glad to see that you guys are hooking up. I really am, because this is an unrepresented group on television.
Start doing it more.
You know, we turn on commercials. We got, you know, Carmel families and, you know, kids don't look like the parents. And that's good. It's all good stuff. However, we don't have any short, tall relationships on TV. man to woman is what I mean. Short man, tall woman.
We see
tall man, short woman.
Oh,
we see that all the time.
Of course. And why is that such a thing?
I don't know.
But the opposite side, that's what the trends we're trying to buck here.
That's right. One Major League Baseball player got suspended for 162 games. We'll tell you why coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. We've got northbound 71 north side at 11th Avenue. Crash at the end of the 11th Avenue ramp to 71 northbound. You'll be able to merge onto 71. Remember, EMS crews are on the scene, so heads up to that. Crash on both berms still being dealt with over on East Outer Belt 270 collector lanes northbound after Morse. An accident along the southbound 270 East Outer Belt is between Hamilton and East Broad, and it's occupying the right lane, and you've got a lot happening along State Route 315 northbound at Powell. Traffic out there only getting by on the southbound lane as police on the scene working that collision. Join Buffalo Wild Wings for buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday, and buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday. Shake up your week with flavor. Buffalo Wild Wings, Let's Go Sports Bar, valid at participating locations, and of course, while supplies last. I'm Lena for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
We did the math. Common Man has hosted over 5,000 shows on The Fan. Three of them have been halfway decent. Here's Man and Bone.
This is not one of them. Hey, did you know, Timmy, by the way, Timmy's in for Bone, that sports gambling is legal in the state of Ohio? Did you know that, Timmy?
Am I supposed to say yes? You said it was a crappy show,
whatever.
And I'm here sitting with you.
Just say, I said I'm crappy, not you.
Oh, I know what you meant.
You're not crappy. You're crappy right now.
Yeah, I knew that.
Because you're interrupting my commercial read.
I knew that thing you said about the sports gambling. And gambling.
Yeah. The only place where I go to do my banging is Barstool Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus. Stop on by. Bone and I will have several remote broadcasts. We had one this past Monday, but we'll have more if you missed us. Don't worry. So stop on by and see us in the future, and just stop on by Hollywood Casino and enjoy. That's what I say.
It's beautiful.
Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I see you there for every Buckeye home game, folks.
What's that?
I said I'll see you there for every home game.
Oh, you're there for the home
game. For watch parties for all the home games.
Yeah, it's not a commercial for you, Timmy.
I just was adding a layer onto it.
This is a Common Man and T-Bone thing.
I was doing a nice thing.
No.
I take it back.
It is Would You Rather Thursday. Send us your Would You Rather tweets at Man and Bone 971. You can also text the burner 614-787-3093. This is from My Uncut Sack. He says, my guys.
Oh, yeah!
Would you rather get the vasectomy and go impotent forever due to the slip of the doctor's hand? Slip! Or skip the surgery and have a set of twins unexpected. Impotent.
Impotent.
Impotent. I mean, lop it all off. Make me a Ken doll. Smooth.
It's frightening. You say more kids coming into the picture?
You know,
it's frightening. My kid's going to be 12 years old.
Well,
it's not
people,
in the cards.
Some people have gaps like that.
I know they do. I'm just saying that frightens me.
You know, Christian and I made the decision a long time ago that one was it for us. But we said, well, hold off on having the vasectomy just in case we change our minds.
Sure.
Well, we're 6.5 years clear of kid number one.
Yeah.
I've not changed my mind, and she really hasn't changed her mind.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one who's saying, go get it, go get it, go get it.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I would like to keep my options open for young wife number two.
Well, you can get it reversed,
right? I guess I could get it reversed. But just for giggles, I didn't tell my daughter the procedure that I was having done. But I just said the other day, hey, because when she was little, she used to talk about how she wished she had a brother or sister. And Kristen and I felt a little bad about it. She hasn't said that in a while, though. And so I said, hey, do you wish you still had a brother or sister? She said, no.
A quick no.
Quick no.
Yeah.
All right, good. Because daddy goes snip snip.
We haven't talked to Jack about that in the longest time either.
Does he like being an only child?
I would assume he hasn't even thought about it. Because he's 12.
Well, yeah.
It's just been the way of life.
I know it's been the way of life, but...
You have to be like a part dad if we had another baby now.
That is true.
He'd have so much responsibility.
Actually, I think that makes it easier. Because you can split up the chores.
It does make it easier
for us. He's someone who can wake up once in the middle of the night and give a bottle.
Easier. It doesn't mean it's not going to be really hard, though.
I think you should
to read. Thanks. I appreciate your faith.
I think you should have another kid. I would love to see another Timmy Hall running around.
You know what? I think you should cancel the vasectomy.
No.
Even though you and your wife can't become intimate anyway.
Right.
Her choice. I don't know what the vasectomy is all about.
I don't either.
This seems to be a problem that is taking care of itself. So... Jimmy Crackcorn, right?
Yeah, that's right, Timmy. Dick Mashner, Ford fan poll, 971thefan.com. With 8 games left in the season, will the Reds make the playoffs? Yes or no? Teddy, they're off today. They play the Pirates tomorrow. What do you think? What do you feel?
I'm feeling negative on this side. I just think they're...
You've been negative for a long time.
I have been, and they're just outside of it, right?
Yes, they're outside of it.
They blew that game yesterday. If they had won that game yesterday, I'd be all excited and positive. So one game just turned me completely, 180, and I'm thinking no.
Okay. That's a tough way to feel, and I'm sorry about that, Ted.
Brewers pitcher J.C. Mejia.
Oh, J.C. Mejia.
Has been suspended 162 games for a second positive PED test. He has been in the majors for parts of 3 seasons. He has 2 PED suspensions. He is dead.
That be a whole baseball season.
That's correct. Bryce Young is dealing with a sprained ankle. So it looks like Andy Dalton will start for the Panthers against the Seahawks this weekend. I'll tell you what, like zombie apocalypse, Andy Dalton will be there leading it. Just when you think he's dead, he rises from the ashes to start NFL games.
I like Andy Dalton's look. I mean,
look? Just ginger quarterback guy?
I mean, it's like, it's raging red. That's how
fire.
That's how, he looks like a cartoon. He looks like a Fortnite character. How red his beard is, and he puts a lot of product in that hair now.
He's very red.
He might be secretly a Jorge Cantu guy.
You think he
with
puts
how
the
slicked up his hair
in
is.
There?
He's putting something in there.
Jorge
Cantu.
Cantu.
I mean, it is
beautiful. Would you rathers for me?
I do have some would you rathers. Let me go. I was just responding to a lovely listener right there. Let me get my bookmarks back up. Let's go to Mitch Fudge.
Mitch?
My guys, would you rather have to clip your co-host's finger and toenails for life or have to look at yourself in the mirror every time you, pleasured yourself?
No, I can't watch that. I'd never be able to.
You're going to clip your
I would clip
fingernails
and
toenails?
Fine. I'd do that.
Clipping someone else's fingernails and toenails.
I can't watch myself like that.
So when you're a parent, right, you have to go through this phase where you clip your child's fingernails and toenails. I hated the process. The process was miserable when the child is young. And it's hard to clip someone else's fingernails because you don't know when it starts to hurt or not.
Right.
You can't tell when you're like getting a clip of like the... What do you call that? The cuticle on the side of the fingernail or whatever, or if you're catching a piece of skin. So it's the worst thing. But if it's one of my co-hosts, I'll slice, I'll dice, I'll make the pain just rage on. I'll actually live for that. I don't care.
Let's see if there's another.
Are you checking?
Toenail down
there. Anything down there?
Because it was 1 week ago today, right? Because it was Wednesday evening that we suspect that it happened. We're either...
Oh, wait,
is there something over there? On your side?
Oh, no! We've got one!
Is there really a toenail over there?
I swear to God!
All right, hold on.
Sound the alarm.
Ted.
Sound the alarm.
Ted needs to witness. Come in here, Ted.
I can't tell if that's a toe. Do you see it?
I can't see it.
You see it. Come on. Come on.
I have to jump on the desk.
Well, move around the side. Come on. It's right. Don't get on top of the table.
That's a nail.
It was right under the chair. So right off the bat, we're talking about a Bobby Carpenter morning juice. We're talking about a
Scotty Vegas was in here.
We're talking about a Scotty Vegas from last night for On the Money.
And Biddle was still in here last night.
Biddle's on your side.
I know, but he could have moved,
okay,
baby.
Wait. No, they
recorded it
they
last
recorded
night.
They recorded in Crew Studio. So Biddle and Scotty Vegas are off the hook.
And this has got to be Bobby Carpenter.
We had Joey Lane. My guy, Joey Lane.
Was he open-toed?
Buckeye basketball captain.
He wasn't open-toed.
Of course he's not open-toed.
And he was in here with you.
He was in here with me. I didn't see him fidgeting with his fingernails or anything.
We think it's a fingernail or a toenail?
That could be an edge of a toenail again. What the hell is going on? What's wrong with this place?
Jen Winters wants a picture.
What is wrong with this place?
Send it to Jen Winters. Maybe she can actually do some work today.
We've got employees taking, multiple craps in the same bathroom today. We've got toenails just falling off of people's feet. Right here in the talk studio?
There's someone here.
Matty Ice sits in this chair, right? We have to name all the names.
No, Matty's been eliminated. I've never seen his toes.
Well,
Matty would never do this.
We still have to name the names of people who sit in the chair, right? We're not accusing. We're just putting the pieces on the board.
No, I'm accusing. I've determined it's Bobby. It has to be. It has to be Bobby Carpenter.
What about T-Bone?
No, T-Bone would never do it.
Okay.
He would never do it, and he hasn't worn open-toed shoes in quite a while.
The Sharks still wear sandals to
all
work?
The time, but he's never in here.
He could plant it. He could have heard
again with the planting.
He could have heard the hubbub last week.
Sharks not planting.
Conspiracy theories with Tim Hall.
Shark is not planting.
Bodie's the only other guy that I
Bodie's
know
never
of
in here.
That wears sandals.
Although,
does Bobby wear sandals?
Bodie is a Notre Dame fan. It's a bad week for him.
Yeah.
So maybe he's trying to get us off our game by planting toenails.
I just can't believe it. I can't believe I actually looked down here because I was going to start describing what I see. And for some reason, there's also little chopped up bits of computer paper. What the hell is that? Why is that down here? Tiny confetti pieces of paper.
I'll take a picture of it. Jen Winters. She wants it. I don't know where I work. I really don't. This is a pigsty.
This is sad.
People think this is a bit. You know that, don't you? They think this isn't real. This is oh so real.
I hope they know us better than that to have this be a bit.
Right. Sports Illustrated is about to do something, and it will suck. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic sponsored by Tipico Sportsbook. A lot happening out there. A crash blocking the right berm at the end of the 11th Avenue ramp to 71 northbound. You will find police on the scene working that earlier crash. 270 westbound at US 62. Looks like EMS crews on the scene with the car on the medium because that fender bender is off to the left berm with slowdowns. And US 42 northbound before approaching US 33. Heads up, that collision out there is causing some major slowdowns. Kick off football season with Tipico Sportsbook. Download and enter promo code Ohio150 to claim your exclusive welcome offer. $150 in bet credits and a $30 football bonus. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Lena for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Does excessive amounts of Prozac make your sack droop down to your knees? Asking for a friend. My friend's name is Mike. Back to Droopy Sack and T-Bone.
Bone is out. I like how Ted just pointed at me. Like, you're on. Yes, you've never done that ever.
Why did he do that?
I don't know why.
What's that point about?
Like, hey, just you're on. Yeah. You're on the air.
Is this Wayne's World?
Three.
You didn't say two or one.
You don't say it, yeah.
Why not?
Because, it might be on the air, so you have to be quiet.
You just don't, okay?
Timmy is in for Bone today. If you missed the last segment of the show, you're going to think this is a bit and that we're kidding around.
The photo
I
is
swear,
up. Photo's up.
I swear on my daughter's life. There's a lot of crap we do on this show that we exaggerate. I am not exaggerating this. For the second straight week, it was 1 week ago today. For the second straight week, we have found a toenail in the studio. This is a different toenail. It's on the other side of the studio. We have taken a picture of it. We have put it up. Where did you put it?
It's at TimHall971.
On Twitter.
We'll try to get this on our fan Twitter account as well, because we know all of our 45 to 50,000 followers there would love to see a disgusting toenail and our lovely clean carpet the toenail.
You know, we're focusing on the nail, but I think there are little toenail bits of nail
could be
in the shot. Teddy, I have a question. This is an honest question. All right, I'm not doing this to be funny. You are known on this show as the guy who will do anything for like $5.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
How much money would it cost for you to come over here and lick this carpet?
And lick the carpet?
Lick the carpet.
Somewhere near the toenail. You see how dirty that carpet is.
But you have to be adjacent to the nail. You have to be close to that area
of
the carpet.
Did you see his face? Did you see how flummoxed he was at the thought of that?
Million Dollar Man told me every man's got a price. What's yours to come over here and lick this carpet?
$1,000.
Timmy, what's your price?
I'd do it for, $2,500.
All right, so Teddy's the cheapest so far. Anybody in this building that would do it for less?
Describe the lick.
No, it's got to be a good, healthy lick. You can't just stick your tongue out.
Right. You have to drag. You have to stick the tongue out.
You got to drag.
Like a 6-inch drag.
Member.
We call the tongue a member.
Whatever. I don't know if it's a 6-inch drag, but it's got to be something significant.
3-inch drag.
Fine.
Yeah. We're going to put little Sharpie marks down there, and you have to take it this far.
You know what, Teddy? I got to tell you something. I don't have the cash on me, but I may pay that. So
after I do it, can I like run to the sink and wash my mouth out real quick? I mean,
you can,
afterwards?
But you know what? I feel like we need to be filming it. All right, we can't have you do this and not have any evidence of it. So if you're serious, I mean, I may write that check, buddy.
I have some gift cards from winning Employee of the Month.
Yeah.
Would you take $100 of gift cards?
Yeah, let's just bring that up.
To where? Right.
By the way, that's a nice little humble brag.
Exactly.
Timmy,
well, I mean, you guys did
Employee of the Month.
You guys clearly weren't going to say anything about it, and this happened yesterday.
I didn't know that we were supposed to say something about it. I thought that was an off-the-air thing.
Usually, you congratulate your guys when they do some good stuff.
Congratulations. Timmy, Employee of the Month. Now, as a prize, you should lick the carpet.
Take one for the team?
Mm-hmm. All right, seriously, I think I'm going to write the check, Teddy.
I prefer cash.
No, there's no cash.
He's not going to do it.
If I'm putting the money up, $1,000, right?
Yeah, $1,000. $1,000. Yeah.
Would you give it to anybody here at the station to do that? Because somebody here,
I want to see if
will.
Someone can outbid him.
Maybe yeah, somebody goes lower. Like $999.
Who's going to go lower? We got a lot of sick people who work here, man.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
got a lot of cheap bastards, too.
Exactly. Right. So you would do anything less than $1,000 if someone wanted to actually
Look,
do it.
I know that people at this station don't like to admit they listen to this show, but they do. If you're still in this building, come right to the door over here. Don't walk in, because that's not what we do. But just stand by the door so I can see you.
Unreal.
If you're interested in beating Ted's price, if you go under $1,000 to lick the carpet. Because this is the most disgusting floor I think I've ever seen. And I've worked in radio. I'm a disgusting guy. I've worked with disgusting dudes my entire life. This place takes the cake.
And you know what? Today was our day. We had our chance to vacuum the studio today, and we didn't get it done.
Why did we have a chance?
12-1, we're not live and local because the Ryan Day radio show.
Oh.
So this would be the day. We don't have a lot of opportunities for that. I get it, but
we just vacuumed it last week, though.
You know what? I should honestly be the guy that vacuums, because my show is the last one.
That's right.
Employee last of the one month. Of the day.
I think we stripped the award away from you.
I mean, you act like you've done a lot, but you didn't have time to vacuum those floors.
Sports Illustrated is launching a new concept of sports-themed travel resorts in college towns starting with a location in Tuscaloosa set to open near the University of Alabama in 2025. The resorts are expected to include a full-service hotel, vacation club, I don't know what that means, residential condominiums, live-action sports experiences, dining, and an S1 Fit Health Wellness Center. What is SI, not S1. It's Sports Illustrated.
SI.
SI.
It's just the name.
So it's got a gym in it. What else does it say? Travel and Leisure Company has a license with SI's parent company, Authentic Brands Group, to operate the upcoming college town resorts. So they're saying, hey, you know, you've been to Disney World. You've been to Europe, maybe. I don't know. Mexico. You've all done that.
Right.
Why not go
to Tuscaloosa?
To Tuscaloosa and enjoy everything the way that you should.
T-Bone is on his way there.
He is on his
right
way there.
Now.
He's going to be moshing with other white supremacists in Alabama.
Something like this doesn't get done without an abundance of market research, right?
I would
just
assume.
Feels like an odd one, doesn't it?
I think we need one here. I think we need themed attractions. And I think I should have some sort of animatronic riverboat ride where little, you know, robotic me's pop up.
What happens to you on this ride?
Well, I mean, we can craft a story.
Right.
Like you start in a radio studio with maybe some toenails on the carpet.
Right. And then like several of the sayings will kind of like be presented mm-hmm. as you take turns around.
Mm-hmm.
Like you pop around a corner and it's like a mechanical robotic you saying, me likey. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing.
Every once in a while, just like an angry boss jumps up and says, you can't say that. And then pops right back down.
Right? Angry boss. String Bean will just work
sure.
on the ride. We'll have one human that works like the guy in the haunted house mm-hmm. stuff that actually tries to give you live scares.
Sure. String well, you know what? He needs a job. He's not doing anything.
He'll be walking around actively doing this.
He's taking tickets. he's the guy that gets you on the ride. And everybody throughout my radio life is incorporated. Like animatronic Spielman will be there. Torg just pops up. Like, sure. Hey, dude.
The Matt Kuchar update will play.
Sure. Why not? Herbie shows up, but he's on his cell phone and doesn't pay attention to you. I'm telling you, if they're doing it in Tuscaloosa, they can do it here.
Yeah, forget about Disney World rides.
Would you rather, coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic sponsored by Tipico Sportsbook. A laundry list of crashes to work around southbound 270 east outer belt between Hamilton and Broad Street. You've also got northbound 71 at 11th Avenue. Police on the scene of that one, blocking the right berm at the end of that 11th Avenue ramp. Crash along northbound State Route 315 at Rich Street is being dealt with. And then westbound on 270 at US 62, that collision off to the left berm. You will find EMS crews on the scene out there. Kick off football season with Tipico Sportsbook. Download and enter promo code Ohio150 to claim your exclusive welcome offer. $150 in bet credits and a $30 football bonus. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Lena for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Pondering life's stupid questions.
What if C-A-T really spelled dog?
It's time for Would You Rather.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Plumbing Services.
The best Would You Rather, according to us, gets a $50 gift card to Massey's Pizza. Massey's Pizza, the perfect pizza taste. We had another toenail in the studio.
Yes,
no joke.
We
this
did.
Is not a bit. Timmy is in for T-Bone today. All right, Timmy, give me some would you rathers.
All right, let's start here with Mother Jeffin Douglas. My man hauls.
Jack and Dick.
Would you rather get an annual proctology exam, including full digit insertion by Herbie, or have Rimmer provide an on-air play-by-play broadcast of the upcoming Snip Snip? That's for you.
Rimmer can do the play-by-play.
Simple.
Yeah, Rimmer. I mean, that's fine. I figure you guys are interested anyway, right?
I was thinking
of filming it and just put it on the fans' YouTube page. We're always being asked for more digital content.
That's right.
That's pretty digital right there.
We're looking for not just the run-of-the-mill, what's coming up on the show.
That's exactly
this
right.
Is coming
Here's
up.
One of our hosts getting a vasectomy.
Common Man's taking part in vasectomy madness.
That's right.
Then he's going to go and watch the Ohio State-Purdue game afterwards. Jordan Klein... My fat boy tippers.
Too hot.
Would you rather do the show at Edinburgh Castle or Tower of London for 6 months? Oh, I mean, send me to Scotland.
I've been to the Tower of London. Very nice place. I've not been to Edinburgh Castle, but you and I dream about Scotland.
Nobody can get to us at that castle.
Actually,
we're way up at the top.
I've deviated from one of our plans because we were supposed to get our vasectomies together, but he's been dragging ass on it. So I had to get it done. Our motto was peepees in Scotland. Now it's just Scotland.
Right. Well, I will be catching up with you at some point.
All right. Well, let's get cracking.
I mean, it's not going to happen by October. I can tell you that much. I got to get a new, I already had the consultation.
Well, that's how what's stopping you?
That's how scared I've been to get it done.
You know, actually, the dude said I could drive myself home.
Yeah. Depending on what type you get.
I thought I'd have to be, you know... in Lululand for a little while, and my wife had to drive me around, but he said, no, drive yourself home.
He did tell you you're going to need a couple days of downtime, right?
Yeah, that's
fine. On the back end.
My whole life is downtime.
Of course. What else am I going to do? I'm going to sit in my music room.
He's looking at me with a straight face saying, you may want to back off the workouts for a while. No problem there, Doc. No problem.
You know those normal stretching routines that you do every morning and every night?
You should be able to get back into it in about 10 days. Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'll be milking this nut pain for the rest of my life.
Well, we all look forward to that.
Can you go to the grocery store?
Sorry, my nuts really hurt.
That was 7 years ago.
All right, here's another one. This one's from T-Bone's Running Club. My lizard people.
I got bronchitis.
Would you rather the Bears move to Nashville and then immediately win a Super Bowl, or the Bears move to London and immediately draft a Hall of Fame quarterback?
There already is a team in Nashville. So, like, another team moves to Nashville?
I suppose. That's it. I mean, that's what I got. Kick. Why don't you and your pretend world kick the Titans out of Nashville?
No, you know what? Move to London. I don't care.
Switch with Chicago.
Leave. What's the difference?
Yeah, you don't care, right?
I don't care at this point.
You're getting a Hall of Fame quarterback, too.
Light the whole facility on fire, Hallis Hall. They pretty much did it yesterday. Justin Fields comes out and says, I'm not listening to my coaches. Defensive coordinator quits.
They raided the house. Yeah,
they say
looking for things.
They say that didn't happen.
Right.
But I say they're lying.
They dig. They taste. So you have the Bears in London. When we live in Scotland, you could just easily get down.
Hop and a jump.
Yeah,
hop, skip.
Hop, skip, and a jump, and you're watching your Bears at Wembley.
Hop, skip.
Meat Sweats says, my guys, would you rather be a master barbecuer? Or a master of putting a worm on a fishing hook?
Barbecue.
Get it?
What?
Think it through. Would you rather be a master barbecuer?
I got it.
Yeah.
what are we, 10?
Barbecue.
All right. Barbecue.
French onion dip.
Although you said the last time you did the brisket. Huh?
I sucked.
You killed it.
So yes, I would rather be a master barbecuer. It's something I'm actually trying to take steps, but I'm doing it with just the Weber kettle, all right? None of the fancy schmancy pits and pellet grills,
Timmy,
all that.
You spent like $700 a day on a rental car in Scotland, whatever the hell it was. Some ridiculous thing. You can't go get yourself a smoker.
All the money's gone to the rental car.
Come on.
There's nothing left. I'm happy with my grill setup, all right? Can I be happy with my grill setup?
That's fine. But then
I've got a Blackstone for flat top cooking.
You complained to me.
I've got a Weber kettle.
The brisket doesn't come out.
I wasn't complaining. I was upset. Was I not allowed to be upset?
No.
I screwed it up.
How much money did you spend on that poor brisket?
Not too much. That one was $38 because it was a brisket
38
flat.
$38. Must be nice,
Teddy. It wasn't a brisket
Look
prime.
Look at this guy over here.
You.
Come on.
Ah. Well, stop it. French onion dip.
Dip.
My guys. Would you rather forget all memories of your parents or...
Yes. Or what?
Or only see your children at Thanksgiving and Christmas.
No, it's the first one.
Sorry, Mom.
Yeah,
Dad.
Sorry. That's actually a positive.
See our kids one or two times a year? What do we...
Who are those?
I
know I was raised by someone. I don't remember who. I still remember my mom walking around with her top off. Those memories go away, right?
No, you don't have any memories at all.
That's what I mean.
You don't even have to be thinking like that.
It's still stuck in my brain.
Yeah.
Ah, you're only 7. You won't remember.
Trust me, I remember.
All right, Jordan Spieth's skis. My guys.
Oh, yes.
Would you rather run a 5K with a naked Bobby Carpenter or a naked Tito? Tito will be here soon. Hopefully not naked.
Well, Bobby could run the 5K. Tito would run
and
less than a K and then die.
What would
and then
happen?
I get to run the other 4K by myself.
Could you imagine the panting of a Jeff Tito Thidoff?
Oh. I don't think he'd make it a quarter mile.
No.
He'd be dead.
No.
So I'd pick Tito because then I just step over his dead body and run the rest of the race solo.
How about Dustin Pappalardo, my Solana Papatias?
Oh, no.
Would you rather airdrop pics of your cracky to Mike Babcock daily, must be new, or have Rimmer on 5 days a week, but he always goes over his allotted time?
No, again, the first one isn't really, it's not humiliating for me. I would love to be able to spread cracky. I would spread it. Spread cracky, take a picture, and send it to Babs. Because Babs has embarrassed himself and this franchise. So I'd love to send him pictures of Cracky.
RC Cola. Would you rather take a 50% pay cut, but be granted absolute free speech on air with no social or job repercussions?
Wow, that's pretty good.
It is pretty good, right? Or, he only missed the My Guys. Or take a 50% pay raise and only get to use Bruce Hooley's vocabulary. WWBS, or let the expletives fly.
Take half my money. Now, earlier in my career, I wouldn't have been able to say that. But my wife makes a nice amount of money. So I'll just spend her money, take half of mine, and you're going to hear some stuff. I'll tell you that.
Must be nice.
It's you're going to hear some stuff.
Take half of my money.
Take it. Take half of it.
And let the expletives fly.
All right, let's pick a winner.
All right.
Hey, Teddy gets to pick this week. Which one did you like, Teddy?
What do you like, Ted? I'll remind you of the...
Are you listening?
I liked them all.
What an idiot. Come on.
I did. I liked them all. I liked Jordan Klein because he was making me think about Scotland.
That was a good one.
Thanks, Ted. You know, Ted, I don't know what I'd do without you. Well, Tito's here.
He didn't listen to the segment at all.
Tito wants to lick the carpet.
Tito, come in here.
He will.
Come in here.
He'll do it.
Don't. How much money?
Oh no!
For you to lick the carpet.
This isn't really going to happen.
Tell me an amount, and we'll see. How much money?
$500.
All right, $500. So Teddy was at $1,000.
So I'm out.
You're out. Tito's at
$500. Jeff's in for $500. I'm not going below that, baby. No, it's not $500.
You got to give a good lick, though. Like, no, don't, no, not just your tongue out. You gotta, you gotta make that noise when you do it. That's right.
Tito, if this happens, this will be a new low.
We're filming
it will not be able to be bottomed out.
So live forever, we're going to show it at your kid's high school graduation. No, I'm not blaming you.
We're not blaming you
for
that. We're just talking about a potential lick.
I'm going to blame you for having a conversation off mic with me, though. Turn the microphone on if you want to talk.
Come in.
All right. Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. We are still dealing with an earlier collision blocking the right berm at the end of the 11th Avenue ramp to 71 northbound. Police remain on the scene working that situation. Northbound State Route 315 at Rich, that earlier collision off to the right berm. A crash along Sawmill northbound. It's between 270 and Hard Road. So just be aware of that. Your right lane is down and you've got some slowdowns out there. And a State Route eastbound at US 33. You've got another fender bender off to the right berm. Your backup start at around Alum Creek. Just pack your patience. From 3 to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday, Buffalo Wild Wings Happy Hour has beer, cocktails, and bar food for only $3 to $6. It's the perfect way to offset a long day. So head to Buffalo Wild Wings for happy hour today. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. Dine in only. Drink responsibly. I'm Lena for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Normally, Tim Hall hosts the Buckeye Show, but Timmy is with me today. So it's Tito Jeff Thidoff, who has agreed to lick the carpet here in the studio
for $500.
We have found another toenail. This is not a bit. This is real.
It's not my toenail. I haven't been here.
I'm not blaming you.
I know, but I feel like you would blame me normally.
No, I'm not. I'm not blaming you.
You wear shoes.
I've seen him in flip-flops, and it's not above him.
You did like it. By the way, you used to rip me for that. Shark did it too.
No, he still does it.
Okay, but I did
it. I did it way like 8 years ago, and I stopped because of the shaming.
I stopped the shaming too.
And it's also probably shouldn't do
it. I have a thing with men's toes. I don't like them.
I don't want to see them. Not like a good thing with men's
toes.
And
I don't think they're appropriate for the workplace.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
100%.
I agree with that too.
We dress very down here.
Uh huh.
You know,
you
get away with shorts and t-shirts. We look we look borderline homeless anyway.
We have sweatpant Friday, for God's sakes, but let's just wear shoes.
That's all I'm saying.
Bottom line, just shoes.
I'm with you.
Athletic shoes.
Sure.
Tennis shoes.
I'm with you.
Tito, what's going on in your world?
I just got back from Vegas. Had a great time out there. They're still in business.
Big winner out there?
No.
Big loser. Needs the $500.
Hang on.
What happened to you?
Not a big loser. The microphone
just
moved.
Tighten it.
You know what?
You spun it around the wrong way. You messed it up.
You done messed up, A.A. Ron. Listen, back from Vegas, and I need I have a parenting question for you guys.
Okay.
Because you guys are both parents.
And yeah. So are you.
Yes, I am. Many times over. Daughter befriended a child, a friend, a girl from Russia.
That's very nice.
Cool. Very sweet of her. She is such she's angelic. The way she reaches out to people who might not be comfortable in their situations and tries to make them comfortable.
That's very nice.
How old is your daughter now?
I'm not even sure. No, she's nine. Anyway, so I believe said Russian friend is going to spend the night at our house Friday night.
Okay.
Cool. All right. First sleepover?
Yeah. Want to make her feel comfortable.
Yeah.
You keep saying she's Russian. Is her just background Russian or
she's literally from Russia?
She's from Russia.
Yes. Okay.
She was born in Russia.
She was born in Russia.
Yes. Okay. I can't name another city other than Moscow, so we'll say she's from Moscow.
St. Petersburg.
Is a city. It's also in Florida.
And then that's about the lot of it.
Kiev?
Stalingrad.
Is Kiev Russia?
No, Kiev is former Soviet Union, but that's Ukraine. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, if I show them as like movie night, Rocky IV, is that good or bad? Because the end of it, you know, if we could do it, you could do it, whoever could do it, whatever the
first of all,
phrase
that's
was.
Not the line.
What's
dope.
The line? If I could change, you can change, everyone could change. Okay.
That's it.
Is it offensive if I do that?
I think the first time you have this girl over to your house,
don't do that.
Maybe stay away from the propaganda.
How about vodka?
Until you get to know their parents a little bit better.
But
how about vodka?
I'm just saying. No. I'm going to say no to vodka
no.
and Rocky IV
no.
for the 9-year-old
for
that's
the
coming
first,
over.
for the first time, 9-year-old, whatever it is.
Why,
I don't know, 9 is.
How about this? Why don't you do whatever you would do on a normal sleepover? How about that?
Well, normally he would start showing Red Dawn to everybody who was there.
Watch Red Dawn.
I get that.
Or maybe Spies Like Us or maybe Stripes. Normally that's what I do.
Telling Tito to just have a normal night in any capacity is probably not a good idea.
We can do that.
I'm going to say stay away from Rocky IV.
But the end is so good.
I know the end is good.
And it bonds us. It makes her feel safe, makes us feel safe.
Well, you know what? She could just feel safe in your house. You could just be a normal human and not bring up the fact that she's from Russia. And she just has an enjoyable evening with you without you shoving her borscht and vodka and Rocky IV down her throat.
I think that'd be great.
Tito's got Popov vodka.
I feel like I'll do Buckeye vodka. I'll combine the two. Why not? Right?
All right, what's coming up on the Buckeye Show, you lunatic?
Hell, I don't know. No, Marty Smith's going to join us from ESPN. He's got a new book coming out, Sideline CEO. We're going to talk to him during the College Football Pulse.
Marty?
Yes, it's a Marty party. We're going to have Tyvus is in with me with a lot of talk with Ohio State, Notre Dame. Interesting thing Notre Dame is doing about the ticketing to try to keep Buckeyes from flocking together in the stadium.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour right here on The Fan. Back page.
The Back Page.
The Back Page
with Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Timmy.
All right, couple quick ones. One bad, one lighthearted. This news just came down. Stinks for Cowboy fans and for Trayvon Diggs. He tore his ACL today. He is out for the season.
Bad news for Teddy.
Yeah, sorry, Panama Ted.
Sorry, Teddy.
Bodie around here. Practice injury, I suppose, almost certainly ends his 2023 season. So that's a tough loss. And the media seems to eat up when a football celeb wants to maybe start dating a singer celebrity. And that's what Travis Kelce has been trying to do in a lighthearted way with Taylor Swift.
But we know. I thought they were dating now.
Well, they're not dating. Like, this is the latest of it here. Kelce confirmed he's at least made contact with Taylor Swift amid the rumors that the two have been hanging out a little bit more recently. And really,
how do we know
what
type of contact?
We don't.
Naked contact?
No, not that kind of contact. I think just contact by text or whatever. Pat McAfee got the tight end to open up about the rumors, and Kelce didn't really address the details. But
he's not going to kiss and tell.
Yeah, he did admit he's been talking to the Cruel Summer singer. He said it's hilarious how much traction this has gotten. I think it's now like that old game in school called telephone where everybody is just whispering in each other's ears, just hearing random stuff. But they have invited her to a football game. So that's where things stand right now. Maybe we will see her on the sidelines soon.
Mike Todd says I could play Miracle. Is that a good one to play?
No. For the first sleepover? No. Maybe for the second one.
The second one, Miracle?
Yeah, second one.
All right.
Buckeye Show is next. Giants and 49ers at 8. We are back tomorrow for a Football Friday. Join us. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic sponsored by Medical Mutual. Still working a couple of problem spots as you wrap up your drive. Sawmill Road northbound between 270 and Hard Road. You'll find your right lane occupied from a collision and a crash on the right berm along eastbound State Route 104 is at US 33. Backup start at around Alum Creek. Speaking of slowdowns, 70 downtown split westbound. Heavy 71 east split as you try and make your way over to the 315 west split. Your hometown Medicare insurer, Medical Mutual, has Medicare Advantage plans that offer friendly Ohio-based customer service. Visit medmutual.com/OhioMedicare to learn more. Medical Mutual, your hometown Medicare insurer. I'm Lena for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
This is a Fan Action Update.
Will the weekend just get here so we can start betting this great Saturday slate of college games? 6 ranked versus ranked games this weekend. First time we've had that in September since 2006. Of course, the headliner is Ohio State, a 3-point favorite over Notre Dame, -165 on the money line. Last season, Ohio State was a 17-point favorite and won 21-10. For your Action Update, I'm Scotty Vegas.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed.
with arms wide open. The way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with CARE. CARE Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Good evening. I'm Buddy Wells. The Guardians return home fresh off of being swept by the Royals in Kansas City. Cleveland will host Baltimore tonight for the first of a four-game set. Hunter Gaddis is on the mound for the Guards in that one. First pitch is at 7:15. Meanwhile, the Reds are off tonight. They'll begin a three-game set at home tomorrow night against the Pirates. With just eight games remaining in their season, Cincinnati is currently one game back of the final NL wildcard spot. In the NFL, week three of the regular season gets underway tonight in San Francisco. That's where the Giants meet the 49ers. Kickoff is at 8:15. We do have some key injuries for this game tonight. Starting left tackle Andrew Thomas and Saquon Barkley are out for the G-men. Wide receiver Brandon Ayuk is out for the Niners. We'll have coverage of that game starting here on The Fan at 8. Speaking of injuries, this one hurts my heart to read aloud. Cowboys corner Trayvon Diggs suffered a torn ACL in practice today, and the Pro Bowler will be out for the rest of the regular season. Looking ahead, the Browns host the Titans at Sunday on 1, and the Bengals host the Rams on Monday night at 8:15. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Hey! Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, CARE Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Boner, just for you.
Yeah.
Dorian Thompson-Robinson still in concussion protocol.
Oh, yeah.
And so maybe you'd think that would be PJ Walker time, but it's not.
Mm.
Taking first team reps at Browns practice today, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Flacco.
Boy, what a long game play by the Ravens to have that one season where Joe Flacco was deemed to be good, so that these many years later, when it all falls apart for the Browns, they go, who can we turn to? Hey, remember that guy who somehow won a Super Bowl with the Ravens? Let's call him Joe Flacco. Come on down.
I would like everybody out there, to their significant other, man, woman, dog, I don't care. I want you to go up to their face later on today and with a straight face, look at him and say, hey, Flacco my cracko. And just see what happens.
See what, hey, you never know.
Maybe you have the wildest night of passion of your life.
You may find out that that's
Flacco my cracko.
That's right. See what happens.
I could Flacco your cracko.
Offer to, would you like for either of us to Flacco the other's cracko?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's invent something.
Yeah, why not?
We've done a lot on this show. We brought back bagel sandwiches at McDonald's. We've interviewed the president. We've gotten fired on the air. We've done it all.
I just want to point out, none of those things did we invent. They're just things we did.
Okay, but what I'm saying
other
is,
people have done all those things.
What's lacking is our own entry in Urban Dictionary.
Hmm.
I want to be able to go to Urban Dictionary and search Flacco my cracko.
Yeah. If we somehow get Flacco my cracko to be a thing.
Oh, it's a thing, baby.
I can't wait. Let's make it happen.
Let's determine what it is, too.
Well,
where's the mystery
now,
of it?
I think we need to let people determine that on their own. You know what? Let us know what happens with
Flacco
you
my,
this evening. See
look,
what happens.
If Lego my ego can become a thing.
Yeah.
Flacco my cracko can be a thing, too.
It very much could be.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. CARE Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.